Tuesday Takeover with Lavina Back on FUBAR Radio.
Hello, hello, everyone, and welcome to this week's Takeover with Lavina Back. And I've got co-host Adeola in the building.
Hi, guys.
Super excited to be here. So you may or may not know me from Love Island from last year. And yeah, that was an amazing experience. And we will be talking about that a little bit later. Today's show is going to be a bit around representation, really, isn't it, Adeola?
Yeah, we've got some really cool guests coming in.
Yeah, exactly. So literally representation in the media industry. We've got Baby LV, Paige Keiki, Ty and Kai, and Tease Them. So super excited to get them on. But Adeola, talk to me. What have you been up to?
Oh, it's so weird, guys, because you know me and Lavina have actually never met.
It's actually crazy. We're part of the same talent agency. We're managed by the same manager. And yeah, we've known each other on social media, but it's so crazy to actually like speak to you, because I know you over social media, but
same.
I've never contacted you. So it's great. It's great to finally meet you.
But I've been okay. Just been doing YouTube. I'm a YouTuber, guys, if you didn't know. So I do a lot of content on YouTube. Apart from that, you probably see me posting on Instagram.
Yeah. No, but you're killing it. You're killing it right now, especially with your YouTube. How's that going? I saw that you've literally grown your followers.
So I kind of just try to post consistently. And on YouTube, I do a lot of girly chit chats, a lot of vlogs, a lot of... It's just to be funny, really. Not to be funny, but just to have people watch and just...
Because life is... You shouldn't take life so seriously. Yeah. And social media shouldn't be this.
Yeah, strategic. Yeah. I just do whatever. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, so how are you finding getting content done for a certain date? Because that's something I do struggle with right now.
Yeah, I feel like the best thing to do is not to give... I don't give myself days. I don't tell people, expect this on that day, unless I've already done it. Because I feel like when you do content, it all depends on your mood and stuff. So
definitely.
It's not office-y where it's okay, I have to do this, this and that.
Yeah.
So yeah, I try to keep my mood high all the time.
And what would your advice be for someone that wants to start YouTube, but it's just not starting because of certain things? What would your advice be to them? How did you gain followers?
You just have to do it, and you just have to not do it for the views. Do something
that's
you want to do,
and
then you'll just see yourself grow. Whereas if you do it and you're just you're looking at numbers straight away, it could put you off. And then when you start seeing yourself growing, that keeps motivating you.
It's
oh my god, 1.0
RT,
and it's
I think I used to get so down if I didn't get a certain amount of likes on a picture.
Yeah.
And I used to delete the picture. Vanessa, our manager, would be why are you deleting it? It's a great picture. You're not doing it for likes. You're doing it for content. And I could not get past that. I was literally I'm doing it for likes.
Especially when you put the pictures this picture's banging. Yeah. It's going to do well.
And it really...
And you post it and you're why is nobody liking it? Why is nobody commenting?
Yeah. And it's really disheartening, I think, when you've put so much time and effort into that content and it doesn't actually do that well. It's really
But
stressing.
That's just the pressure of social media, though, because what is a lot of likes?
I don't know.
Because to someone else, 500 is a lot, 1,000 is a lot. We're just putting...
I think, I don't know, I ratio it up to my following.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And I'm that is not good enough. And I don't know, I did start to compare myself to other influencers.
People, yeah.
So I think it's such a consistent battle, isn't it?
Yeah.
What is your relationship with social media?
I try not to take it too seriously, and I don't follow accounts that make me feel a certain kind of way. Obviously, people don't put out content to make you feel a certain kind of way, but some people's content is so good. The engagement is so good.
Yeah.
It's I can't wake up in the morning and see 6 in the morning you've posted all this stuff and I'm here in bed and my content is not where... I just unfollow you, sorry.
Do you?
Not unfollow. Yeah, I only want to see things that make me feel good. And sometimes when certain people's things is too good...
And they're living their best
life.
And you're so I'm not going on that influencer trip. Why not me?
Exactly. Yeah. I could just mute you or just... I
have muted quite a few people.
You
just because I don't want
to
see what they're up to.
Literally, especially when you're out here grinding, you just need to put yourself in surroundings that's just positive.
Yeah.
How
so
about you, though?
Where do you see yourself going with your platform? What is your end goal?
I have a lot of goals.
That's good, because you need, like, you know, plan A, plan B. If this doesn't work out, you need to think about what's going to, like, follow up with that.
Well, obviously, like, I want to grow my YouTube, and then, like, I want to have, like, bring out my own brands and different things.
Yeah. What, like, makeup? We're talking fashion?
Not makeup, like, fashion, like, merch, shows. Like, I want to have my own show. I feel like there's a lot of things I want to do, but I can't really talk too much. What about you?
Me, I'd love to get into radio. I'm currently doing some acting right now as
well. Oh, yeah, I saw that.
But we will go into that
later.
Because we've obviously got some exciting guests going to talk about.
I can't wait.
But, so I'm just trying to, like, get my hands in different things.
That's really good.
And obviously run Instagram and do, like, pay posts and all that stuff still.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I'm just floating, really.
What's your relationship like with social media, though? Because I follow you.
Yes, you do.
And you're not very, you're quite private.
Would you say I'm quite private?
Yeah, you're quite private. Like, when I watch your stuff, it's like, I know you, but it's like, you can't really know me too. You don't bring people in.
Okay,
that
that's interesting.
What, did you think he was open?
No, I don't know, you know. Maybe I'm not as open as I thought I was. I thought, you know, Vanessa, our manager, again, I'm saying, she does say I need to show people my everyday, what I'm doing, on the way to this. And I just find it sometimes...
I know your dog. I know your dog.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
I guess I could, like, show my family. Like, no one really knows about stuff like that. So, talking of social media, have you ever unfollowed someone and regret it?
Never. No. Obviously, maybe if it's like a falling out with someone in real life, and then I think, oh, maybe I shouldn't have unfollowed them because now it's a bit awkward. But no, have you?
Right, I'm literally an advocate for, like, unfollowing people.
Really?
Yeah, literally, like, especially if I'm, like, talking to a guy and they've done something to, like, upset me, I instantly unfollow them.
And then you make up and then you follow
but
them.
But then
back.
They'll be like, they won't even realise I've unfollowed them. We've made up. And I'm like, how do I get them to follow me back?
Oh my God.
Thinking of all the ways, like, right, okay, if I get his phone, I can click unfollow.
That's why I don't like, when I unfollow someone, I have to think about it properly, because I can't regret it after, because it's like, what, am I going to follow you back? And you're going to be like, oh, so you unfollowed me then.
Yeah, people get a bit... funny about following and unfollowing.
But I don't, if someone unfollowed you, would you take it personal?
Depends who it is. It really does depend.
So if it's like someone you're talking to.
What, a guy?
Yeah.
Absolutely. Like, why are we talking if we're not going to have each other on social media?
Oh, really? Don't you feel like, because for you, social media is work? Would you not want to, like, separate it a little bit?
It's work and it's not work. Because remember, you've just told me I'm not as open, so... Is it because that's work, or is it because, you know, where's the balance?
Yeah, because for me personally, like, if I'm talking to a guy, I always tell them, you can't watch my YouTube videos.
Really?
Yeah.
Why?
Because, I don't know, it's just like watching someone watch you at work.
Yeah.
And it's like, it's just awkward.
No, I know.
Yeah,
I know.
So I'm just like, no, don't watch my YouTube videos. It's not cool.
It's like, I don't like the sound of my voice.
Yeah,
like this.
All of that.
Literally, I don't like how I look in that video. Or they just might be cringed out and you're just feeling
exactly,
weird about it.
Yeah, exactly, because you're obviously like more...
I completely
hyper,
understand.
But yeah, no, I'm just like, it's a bit awkward.
Yeah. Well, I'm so excited to have you on the show, and I'm so glad, like, we had a mutual, like, agreement on what we was going to talk about. And, like, what does, like, representation mean to you? And, like, how have you, you know... Is there any difficulties you found being in the industry?
Yeah, I think that's one reason why I started my channel as well, because it's like, you don't really get many black YouTubers that are different. I feel like you always have the typical YouTubers where they're just very like, hi guys, today I'm going to be unboxing. It's just very like perfect, whereas my channel isn't perfect, and it's just like to show people you can just be a normal black woman just doing your thing. You don't have to try and be someone
like
else.
High and mighty, you're better than people.
Literally, and I just feel like even in the influencing world, I'm sure you know as well, it's like you hardly really see us get, like you see a brand trip and it's like maybe that one girl, black girl, if you're lucky.
Yeah, no, I see it, and it's difficult sometimes, and I just think, I just can't wait for it to... It's slowly changing and we're getting there. We're evolving completely. The industry is evolving, and it's like, to see where it's come from to where it is now, it's like, it's a big improvement.
Yeah, no, it's definitely getting better.
Yeah.
We've got a lot.
Yeah, I just feel like we are very unrepresented in like many things, like a lot of things. And if we are represented, it could
just
be
about to say,
in the wrong way.
Literally,
sometimes
I was just about to say that because even with like, you know, I don't know if you saw it, but the Pretty Little Thing shoot. And there was this black Insta girl. She done like a shoot for the clothing, but obviously they didn't get the right makeup artist for her.
No.
Yeah, so I feel like obviously if you're a black woman, you need somebody that knows how to blend your foundation.
What was this? I never
Did you not see it?
No, that's awful.
Yeah, so I feel like sometimes that's why a lot of black females like in modeling, they're a bit nervous sometimes to do like Pretty Little
Thing
shoots.
Like if I go on a shoot, I bring my foundation all the time.
Exactly, but why should you have to do that?
I don't know. Like, and do you know what? I don't like getting my makeup done.
Oh, okay, yes,
I had a bad experience.
I feel like everyone always has a bad experience.
Had a really bad experience, and I looked fatter in the video.
Really?
Yeah.
Is it probably the contouring?
I don't know.
Stuff?
It was off. Everything was off. But yeah, we need room to grow
more. Like, yeah. Definitely.
And I think as well, because there's a younger generation that look up to us, and we need to show them that they can do whatever they want to do, whether it be acting, whether it be music, you know, whether they want to be an influencer.
Literally.
I don't know if that's someone's goal, but it's not a bad goal.
Yeah.
And I think people think like influencers are like, it's not a job. It is hard work.
It's so hard. Like, and the thing is, when they start trying to do it themselves, they're like, oh my God, this is actually hard. But when you're just looking at it from the outside, you're like, oh, you take cool pictures and go on holiday. What's so hard about that?
Yeah.
But they don't see, how did I get on this trip? How many pictures did I have to take? Or like, I actually just got up, put makeup on just to take these pictures.
Oh my God.
And then you get the brand saying, oh, actually,
they don't like
we don't
it.
Want that one.
Oh my gosh.
And then you've got to do it all over again.
It's happened to me quite recently. I was really annoyed. They just didn't like the quality of the picture. And it was just quite stressful because I've done that. And just so I didn't have to do it that day, so
yeah.
I could get on with something else. And I don't know, brands don't get it.
They don't. But then I try not to think about it too much, because if you was in a working office and they were told you to do something again, you kind of just have to do it again, don't you?
Yeah, but it's slightly different though as well. You know, with the paying, doesn't that annoy you?
What, how long they take?
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
It's actually ridiculous.
It's ridiculous. Honest. No, it's beyond ridiculous. Like, I've done this work. I should expect it slightly after.
Yeah, and I don't get why it's like that. I feel like that definitely needs to change. It's like they feel like you don't have bills.
Exactly.
Like, yeah, my bills will wait because you're gonna pay me in like 60 days or 30 days or whatever.
So I would like to know how people actually like do influencing on like a full-time job, because of how people like, you get paid sporadically, don't you?
Yeah, I think Instagram, if it's just mainly Instagram, I don't know how they do it, but because YouTube, it's more, you can control it.
Yeah.
And then you actually get paid by YouTube, so that's like, gives you a day where they're gonna pay you every month.
Yeah.
But with sponsorships and brands, that's just like, okay, whenever yeah. you decide to pay me, I'll just wait.
Yeah. But do you just do influencing completely now, or do you have a part-time job as well?
No, yeah, I just do it completely.
That's good. That's really good.
Yeah, it is good. Sometimes it is a bit hard though as well, because it's like...
Because you're your own boss at the end of the day. If you want to make money, it's literally entirely
it's
up to you.
Me, yeah, literally. So, but I guess that's what makes you work hard as well. Because when I was doing it part-time with my other job, it was like, oh, do you know what? It's fine. I just won't post. Because you don't really see, you don't have the drive as much, because you are sort of relying on another income as well.
Yeah.
But what about you? How do you...
Well, I actually have gone back to work to my old job. So I'm doing this alongside, obviously, influencing.
Yeah.
I just felt like I was putting too much pressure on the influencing, and
I wasn't
enjoying it.
Yeah.
And yes, again, with the pay in, it was just sporadic.
It's too much, yeah.
So, I can't wait to play this song. Jay Huss's
new
album.
Have you listened to his whole album?
Yeah. No, I've played my favourite ones.
Oh my God, on
repeat. With my favourite artists, like Coffee. Yeah. So, Jay Huss, Burna Boy, Play.
Oh, I love this song.
And then we've got Baby LV coming on. Can't wait.
I know you're in love, got me up the Mac with the extension, and me up the money for your extensions. Got me like your hair longer than my gun.
Though we have the guns and girls, I feel keep the balance. And up in my world, when I sleep in a man, anytime it could go down. She won't hold out, she let it all out. Bow, 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 bow.
My favorite girl had the French braids. I had a crush on her since back a day. She said her usna needs a bandage. After I come round and gave her the 12 gauge. We tried to call my phone but it was engaged. I was with my little mama, she was honey glazed. I've been crushing on her since back then. Just the other day I gave her the Mac 10. I don't want just any girl cause I'm a little choosy. But I swear I'm a sucker for a little Gucci. I had a skin fade like a little Boosie. And then I went and gave little mama the little ooze. Cause you got a body shape that I can't forget. The way I make you drip when I'm talking slick. I'm ashamed cause when I came I was busting quick. That's why this time I came with a banana clip.
Got me up the Mac with the extension. And me up the money for your extensions. Got me like your hair longer than my gun. The guns and girls, I feel keep the balance. And up in my world, when I sleep in the man, anytime it could go down. She won't hold up, she let it all out. Bow, 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 bow.
Only God can judge me, but my friends are lifer. My life is too fast, so I can never wife her. I'm from the East Coast, but she's a West Sider. I scoped her from far, cause I'm the best sniper. Said she had the melon, so I go and get her. Spray with my AK-47. The way she keeps me guessing, she is a blessing. But she only loves me for my 357. I think she was Bayesian or maybe Trini. Every time I linked her, I had a 9 milli. I had to link a cougar with a Luger. But the next time I bring out a big bazooka, it's the return of the Mac, call it the sequel. I'm known as the Mac like Beanie Siegel. Before she got undressed, she was already see-through. Then she fell in love with my Desert Eagle.
Got me up the Mac with the extension. And me up the money for your extensions. Got me like your hair longer than my gun. The balance, and up in my world when I sleep in the man. Anytime it could go down, she won't hold out. She let it all out. Bow, 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 bow.
She love me for my gunplay. From Monday to Sunday. I keep a girl up on the runway. She love me for my gunplay. But if it wasn't for my gunplay, then she really wouldn't love me. She love me for my gunplay. From Monday to Sunday. I keep a girl up on the runway. She love me for my gunplay. But if it wasn't for my gunplay, then she really wouldn't love me.
Hello, hello, and we're back. Welcome to Takeover Tuesday with me, Lavina Back, and Adiola.
Adiola Patron.
And we've got a special guest in, Baby LV. Hello.
Yo, what are you telling me?
How are you?
I'm fine, thank you. How are you?
Good, I'm good, I'm good. So tell us about yourself.
What do you want to know?
What do you do? Who are you?
I'm a solo artist. I do music. Obviously, I've just started to... I've only dropped a music video last January.
Okay.
Called Style and Ease, and yeah, it went well. I done it with Adiola Patron. Oh. She featured.
Oh!
And yeah, I've got a show, my first performance coming up on the 31st of this month.
Amazing.
At LA Lounge, yeah.
Can you tell us a bit more, like, so you're a rapper?
Yeah, I'm a rapper, yeah.
Can you freestyle?
Yeah, if you want me to.
Oh, can I'm you make a song door. About us right
yeah,
now?
Come, yeah, come,
go
come.
On, go on. Should I do a beat?
Yeah, come. Yes. What you're doing the beat?
Yeah, I'll do a beat.
Yeah.
Alright, cool. What am I talking about?
Us
Shall I just
lot.
Say what we're doing innit?
Yeah. Yeah.
Alright, cool. Tell me when it's getting too long innit? Yo. Baby LV. Okay. I'm in the radio.
Yeah.
It's kind of sweet.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm with Lavina there. And AP.
Whoa.
Oh.
Chocolates here.
Yeah.
I might take one too.
Yeah.
I might take three.
Yeah.
But I don't want to be a greedy you. I'm on the show.
Yeah.
You best know.
Yeah.
Baby LV.
Okay.
Hey, Lavina, come, let's go.
Okay.
Okay.
We're going. Where are we going?
Come.
That was pretty good.
Nah, love.
How are you finding the whole music as a newbie in the game?
I feel
game?
Like when you're outside of things and you're coming in, you realise things aren't what it seems on the outside.
Mm-hmm.
When you come into it, you realise how... know what I mean? How much it actually is and how much you've got to do, how much work you've got to put in.
So did you think it was going to be easier before, like...
I didn't know there were so many things, like, for example, promotion. I didn't know you had to put so much money and, like, yeah, just little things, like, being active on social media. I'm not a social media type of person, so it's, like, I've got to change everything, like...
Yeah.
My life's boring, so it's like I've got a full snaps. Like,
I'm still alive.
Literally, like, someone had to teach me when I left the villa, like, you know, you've got to do this, you've got to do that. And it felt unnatural, but it becomes natural as time goes by.
Hopefully.
Yeah, 100%.
But yeah, so it's like sometimes you feel like you've got to force things just to make sure you're active. Like,
it is what it is. You've got to do what you got to do.
But no, at the same time, I enjoy it because it's different to what I used to do. So yeah, I like it.
What is it that you used to do?
Personal business
you used
and
to
stuff.
Be a naughty boy.
But yeah, no, I like the change, definitely. Like, yeah, I like it, man.
Good.
I like it, definitely.
Are you managed by anyone?
I'm managed by AP.
So you need to tell your relationship between
okay,
AP.
Guys,
everyone
so
needs to know what you guys are.
Basically, guys, unfortunately, baby LV is my little brother. I do help him out. I do help him out, like, in terms of, like, you know, getting shows and emails and, like, what he should be doing.
That's good. Do you look up to your big sister?
Yeah, definitely.
Oh, I love that.
Definitely. Like, when I'm, you see, there's those days where you just feel like not doing what you're doing no more.
And she
I
just go to her, she'll be like, nah, shut up, kick.
Go, yeah, do your thing.
That's good. So what's the end goal? Where do you see yourself? What's your 2020 plan?
Vision.
Yes,
my
your
plan
vision.
Is to release at least 5 singles.
Okay, that's good.
At least do 5 shows. I've got 2 so far. I've got one 31st and another one the next day.
Mm.
And then, yeah, just try and get a show outside of the country. I feel like that would be that'll make me happy still.
Really?
And yeah, I don't wanna put my goals too high. Cause I feel like you put pressure on yourself. Just start small and work your way up. And
I'd say, like, under promise and overachieve, isn't it?
Yeah,
definitely.
And yeah, I wanna try get not a big feature, but I definitely wanna get a good feature still.
Who would be a good feature for you? Like, who would you love to have a song with?
Yeah, who?
The thing is, if I say it's gonna be like, go on,
I wanna know.
I would say J Huss, definitely.
Really?
Even
though
you just play this song, definitely.
Yeah, J Huss is
love.
There's loads of people.
J Huss is like a big scale.
Yeah, that's really big. That's
who
what
would you
say
as like a maybe?
But I don't want to say someone's name and then they're thinking, "Raw, this person thinks I'm small." Do you know what I mean?
No, okay, yeah, I get that.
Do you get what I'm trying to say?
No, but who would you think is a good step in? No, that's kind of rude.
Do you get what I'm trying to say? That's what I'm trying to say.
Okay.
Who would you like to feature with? This is not to discredit your status in the rap world.
Yeah, you feel like is reachable, like this is my goal.
Reachable.
Yeah, like this is like my goal, my first goal.
I've got a friend called Coombs. He made a song called Mariah. I don't know if you heard it.
Can you just sing it for me?
Surely you got a body like Mariah. You know that song?
Yeah,
that's my friend innit. So obviously he said to me, do your thing and then when you get there, call me and we'll arrange something. So yeah.
That's really good. That's
and definitely you think everyone one. Supports each other or is it like a cutthroat industry?
Be honest.
It's definitely cutthroat because obviously you got to get to the bag. Do you know what I mean? Everyone's got their own personal goals and you can't jeopardize your goal just to make someone else happy. Do you know what I mean? So I'll say it's definitely, but at the same time, people do support. Like when you meet people in person, it's always different to like when you message someone on DM. Do you know what I'm trying to say? So yeah, no, definitely. It's a bit of both, really.
Yeah. Mm. And like, who would you say you'd aspire to be like?
I won't even cap. I'm not trying to be like anyone. I'm trying to be like Baby LV still.
Yes,
I'm trying
okay,
to do my own
but
thing.
Like what
yeah.
scale?
In terms of
we're
what?
We're talking Stormzy scale. We're talking Dave scale.
Obviously, everyone wants to be at that scale.
Yeah.
Don't
yeah. But, like, who would you say like is your inspiration? Where does your inspiration come from?
There's loads. Like, I'll just literally be saying names. You want me to just be saying names?
Come say on, like
name
your top
drop.
Three.
Cool.
Yeah.
There's an American artist called Young M.A.
Oh, okay, that's the girl. Yeah.
Yeah. I like her music still. J Huss, Burna Boy.
And what's your flow like? That's what
my
I'm,
flow. The
yeah.
thing is, yeah, it's
flows
weird.
Flows are different, isn't
very
it?
Very different, yeah. You can do quite a lot
yeah,
of different
I can do,
flows.
Yeah, because I like singing.
Really?
Yeah,
but you like
definitely.
Rapping.
But I love rapping as well. But it's only because rapping's more like therapeutic, do you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
I don't really, I'm not an open person. I don't really talk about how I feel. So I feel like when I rap, that's the only time I can really say how I'm feeling. So yeah, that's how music's, cause I've been doing music for ages, but I never planned to actually put it out there until I showed my sister and she was like, nah, you need to actually. And then we dropped one song and it just went crazy.
Really? On YouTube? Did you put on YouTube?
Yeah. We didn't promote it or anything. Got like 285k views.
No way.
Literally, just, like we thought we'd get like 10,000 views.
It did.
And it literally just went off and like labels were calling. So I was like,
raw. That's insane.
Do you know what I mean? So I was like, nah, I definitely, I've got to take it serious now.
Absolutely.
Do you know what I mean? So yeah, from there, yeah, just went ham. And yeah, now this year I'm trying to make it. Because I know how the game goes now, do you know what I mean? So
exactly.
Yeah, definitely.
And how does the game go for someone?
I feel like you definitely need, you need to know how to go about things, definitely. Because you could just do certain moves and it's wasted because you didn't go about it properly.
Yeah.
In terms of promoting it. Trying to just get people intrigued about what you're doing. Like, you can't just drop music and just expect people, everyone wants to listen to it just because it's good. Do you understand what I'm trying to say?
Yeah, it's true.
You need to have a tactic.
Niche.
Yeah. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? And yeah, like, yeah. It, like, it's interesting. It's fun, man. Like, it's like a new world. Do you know what I mean?
It is a new world, absolutely. Like,
yeah.
And it's kind of different from me and Adeola's world. But
Yeah. Because you still use influencers to even boost your music, stuff like that. Do you know what I'm trying to say?
Yeah. But I guess what we're trying to find out is whether, like, you know, like representation in rapping world,
yeah,
what is it like? Is it difficult or is it,
I'll say it's difficult because no one actually wants to work with you unless
you're
doing numbers
somewhat.
So it's like you don't really need help when you're up there, you need help when you're trying to get up there. Do you know what I'm trying to say? So yeah that's I'll
and
say
I was
that's
gonna
the
ask
thing.
Like, do you feel like the pressure with like having loads of money or showing jewelry? Because a lot of rappers now, it's like, you know, like that 50k challenge, loads of cash, or like to have certain jewelry, like they all have the same look now.
Yeah, no, definitely.
Do you feel like you need to have a certain look, or are you just gonna keep to yourself?
The thing is, I feel like I'll never force anything. Like, I won't get certain things just so I look a certain way. Like, if I did get something, it's just because I would have got that anyway. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? But yeah, definitely what you're saying about the money thing. I feel like even with videos, people only want to see videos with like models.
Big bums.
Big bums.
I'm over that. I don't
want to
see that.
Bust down cars. They want to see VVS diamonds in your watch. Do you know what I'm trying to say? So it's like, if you ain't got those stuff, you then have to like start thinking, oh, how can I get people interested in my video? Do you know what I'm trying to say?
Yeah, it's true, actually.
But now that I've got, yeah, now that I see how the game is, I know how I'm going to go about it. Like, I just want to do everything differently. Like, I don't even just want to do just music. I want to, like, obviously I was speaking to AP about this. I want to start
Adeola.
That's her rapping name. That's her rapping name.
Wait, AP,
I'm used to AP.
No, I can't rap. It was just like it was a spell of the moment thing, and it was more to encourage him to do it. I was like, just
she's
do
capping.
It. Like,
she loved it.
I liked it, but it's not something I would
do.
Like, it's not a passion.
But yeah, Adeola, like, what was I saying? What was the question?
You were just talking about me.
No, you asked
oh,
me.
Oh, you don't want to just do music. You want to also
do
YouTube.
Oh, yeah. I also want to do YouTube, but not like the way Adeola does YouTube. More like I was going to do it for like more my fans so they can know me better. So like an autobiography sort of thing with like animations to describe the stories, stuff like that. Just life experiences so like young black boys or anyone in general can take their own knowledge from those stories.
I like
and
that.
You know,
I just
what
feel
I'm
like
trying to say?
You should educate everyone.
Yeah,
it shouldn't,
you know,
be
I mean?
showy all the time.
Yeah, because I want them
like
to know
that.
It's real. Yeah,
you
like
know what
this
I mean?
Is real.
Life
like,
is not all hunky-dory. Like,
because some rappers, you yeah, like because of how
them.
They are, you're thinking I need to be like that, not knowing that they used to be however so before there was even
and
a rapper.
And they forget.
Do you know what I'm trying to say? So yeah, I want to show people it's real. Like, and yeah. Like, yeah,
the way you came from, how you started.
Yeah, you know what I mean?
So you got your show on Friday. That's super exciting.
First one as well.
Yeah. So where is it?
LA Lounge.
LA Lounge?
Yeah.
Where's that?
Is that East?
It's East London.
It's near Stratford, yeah.
Okay, and how many people are going to be there?
It's my half-brother. His name's Godfather, so it's his birthday as well.
Okay.
So, yeah, there's a lot of promotion into it. There's a lot of people hosting. I think Rachel Badder. Okay. Is hosting
Rachel.
As well.
I was with her yesterday. Yeah, shout out, Rachel.
She's supposed to be hosting as well. So, yeah, it looks like it's going to be a lot of people still. So, yeah.
How
are
you
excited.
Feeling about Oh, you're excited about it for your first show?
Are you nervous?
The thing is, see, when you first start music, like in the mirror, you like pretend you're performing. So, it's like,
I think we all
like
do
acting,
that.
Though,
you know what I mean?
Because I like to do my lines in the mirror.
Yeah,
and I'm like,
do you get what I'm trying to say? So, because of that, it feels like I've already done a million shows like in the mirror. So this is the one that there's actually going to be people. So it's like, I'm not even nervous. Or
I'm sorry, that's so funny.
It's real, yeah. It's real. Like, I feel like I've already, now I'm just doing it. So, do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But no, I'm definitely, I'm excited. But yeah, I just want to get over and done with.
I hope that goes super well for you.
Thank you, man. Thank you.
Yeah.
But if you need a motive, 31st, yeah, you know, it's a roll.
Okay, cool. Thanks for the invite.
Thanks for the invite.
I'm sure Adriola will be there. So we just had the Grammys, didn't we? Yeah.
Do you watch the Grammys?
No, I won't even cap. I don't watch TV.
So
Netflix,
do you watch
and
awards? Do you not watch awards so you can prepare for when you win yours?
Nah, not until it's me up there still. I'm trying to...
Wow.
I'm Netflix and chill. I don't really watch TV.
Mm.
Yeah, just Netflix.
But I think it's good to do your research. I think it's
good definitely to... I do. Yeah, I do definitely do my research, but...
Because how can you envision yourself being big if you don't see yourself in
true,
these places?
Nah, it is true. It is true, but... I'm a baby in the game, so I just
want
to... Yeah, I don't want to be... I don't want to be watching the award shows and then I'm thinking, do you know what I mean? I'm thinking, oh, I need to do this song.
No, but you don't know how big you can get so quickly.
No, of course, of course.
Did you see that video of Lil Nas when he done a video, like, in 2018? He had no money. He was eating pizza. He was like, yeah, I'm just... eating pizza, have no money, and literally he done a video.
Yeah, he used that last money to buy the instrumental for his song.
Yeah, and then he done the same video this time last year and he was all like Gucci'd out, jewelry, had his own place, and he was like, yeah, this is where I am a year later. And
it's
it was just crazy.
What happened
it's crazy.
It's crazy.
You should watch the show and be like, you could be up on that stage. And he did win a Grammy, didn't he?
Yeah. Yeah, he did.
I saw that. What's that Jamaican artist? Kofi.
Kofi.
She's
at
19. She won. Yeah, and even Billie Eilish.
It's Kofi, right?
Coffee?
Is it Kofi or
Kofi?
Oh my God.
I don't know.
Oh my God.
But yeah, Billie Eilish.
I don't know who
that
is. Ocean.
She won. Yeah, you're bad.
Lavina, hold on. That was the worst example ever. Okay, no, repeat that example because I didn't get to take that in.
I've got the lyrics.
You know the one that goes, you're a bad dun, 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 dun,
I don't
dun,
really
dun.
Like that song.
Oh, you don't like it?
No,
but yeah, that's the artist,
I like
though.
Ocean Eyes.
Okay.
But
yeah, she won like 5 Grammys.
I'm not doing it because I clearly don't know how to harmonize.
But no, she won like 5 Grammys. So
way.
And she's like 20-something.
Really?
Stop it.
Yeah.
Youngers are really killing the
That's
game
what I'm
lately.
Saying. So I don't watch the shows. I'm not a TV person, but I do like do my research and I'm like, yo.
And how old are you?
Guess.
I don't know.
Just try and guess.
Because I feel like you've got a mature feel.
Don't think because I'm a little brother. I just
That's
think,
what I feel.
Like,
yeah, now she's trying to be
but
like.
But then I'm thinking, like, Adiola's a little bit, you're a year older than me, I think.
Guess.
I think you're about 21.
Ooh, yeah. 21
exactly.
still.
Yeah. Wow, and you're 25.
Oh, bro.
Yeah.
Wow, yeah, that was good guesses still.
But at 21... Yeah, you're doing all right.
Yeah, I'm trying, man. I'm trying.
And I feel like you shouldn't put like a time stamp on everything
nah,
to
definitely.
Say, do you know what I mean?
Yeah, definitely.
I felt like I went wrong with certain things in my life when I felt like I had to be this at this age. And you kind of just go with the flow
pressure.
Now. You just remix,
There is no age to do anything.
Who made the rules?
Like, no one,
I don't know,
yeah,
but in
like,
my head, I was like, 25, married
kid.
That's
maybe
how
thinking about
says.
Kids.
And when you're 25, sometimes you're like, you're single.
No.
You even got, do you know what I mean?
Yeah, there's
yeah,
no way I'm
not
like having a kid at 25.
Yeah,
I'm
like.
No way. I'm so selfish.
It's crazy, like.
Okay, so Billie Eilish is actually 18.
That's what I'm trying to say.
That's crazy.
She's 18, like.
That's scary.
5 Grammys, like.
At 18,
that's
I was
what I'm
at
trying
uni,
to say. Imagine being
trolley.
A 30-year-old artist,
literally.
Like, and you're seeing an 18-year-old win 5 Grammys, like.
Anything
you've been
is possible,
yeah,
then.
Yeah, definitely, like. That's what I'm trying to go.
Reach for the stars.
Got to be hungry.
Yeah, I'm hungry.
Hungry. So, are you got any other shows planned?
I've got a show the next day on the 1st.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay.
I haven't checked the address though yet.
Okay.
I'm trying to focus on the first one.
I'll get it.
All right. Okay.
But yeah, I've got one.
So you said
day.
You wanted to release 5 singles this year.
Yeah.
Are
they
already made? Or
yeah, everything's already. Like,
so you've already made the. So you already
like,
know the
I'm
5
like 100
songs.
100 songs deep. 100 songs deep.
But
I learned how
deep
to.
Block Europe.
That's what motivated me still, like, yeah. And I taught myself how to mix and master, like, first year of music. Like, I put a studio in my garage, everything's, like, I'm ready, like, yeah.
Do you make your own beats?
Nah, I'm not there yet still.
No, that's no pressure. It would be good, but I didn't want to try to do too many things,
and I'm like, do you know what I mean?
So do you get someone to, like,
send me beat packs and...
Yeah, and, like, do they make the song for you?
Yeah, sometimes... Because obviously I've got a studio in my house, so I can bring them to my house and they make it. I've got the keyboard, everything there, so, yeah.
Do you know what? I love homegrown, like...
Yeah, like, proper natural.
Studios,
yeah.
Like, that's where it's built. Word. Do you know what I mean?
That's where the heart
is. Yeah, that's where the heart is, exactly.
Definitely, man. Like if you're bored, just go downstairs, make a song. Do you know what I mean? So, yes.
You
nice
might even
one.
Wake up at 3 a.m. one day. I've caught the best.
Yeah, literally. Yes. Like, you're literally running downstairs. Like, running not trying to forget the bars.
This is the song.
It's mad still. Like.
And I'm in my bed and all I hear is doof.
Yeah,
doof.
She'll text me, like, and be like, really? Oh, can you slow that down?
Oh, really?
Yeah,
because
yeah,
it's
me.
Under the garage and my bedroom's on top and I'll just hear doof, doof. And I'm like,
that's rude.
No, it's funny. It's too funny.
So, we've got all your three songs. Which one would you like us to play?
What three did you...
Might as well Style and Ease, or, Home Bass, and Do My Thing.
I think Do My Thing. That sounds
yeah, do
like,
my thing, like
I'm doing
definitely
my
motivation
thing.
For the year. Like, just do your thing. That's mainly why I made it as well.
So you want us to play
Do My Thing.
Do My Thing. All right, we're going to play it so everyone can hear it, and we're going to talk about it. That's what I'm feeling.
Nice,
I wanna,
nice.
I'm going to judge you.
All right, cool,
I'm only
cool,
joking.
Cool.
No,
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 no thing,
pressure,
thing,
I'm proud
I'm ready,
of you.
I'm ready.
Man, just do my thing. Bomber clock, brass clock, idiot. You better swing my collar. You can tell I'm a businessman for how I pop my collar. I can never lose, everyone stop the speaking. Get it in, we're never speaking. Behind closed doors, we're eating. We're securing it for cheaper. In the summer, he wants heaters. Trying to slap off his beater. In a polo, I'm zoned off. Need my money, hench and toned up. Lay your bed, you better sleep in it. Let them take him for an eater. Man, I just do my thing. Man, I just do my thing. Bomber clock. Brass clock, idiot. You better swing my collar. You can tell I'm a businessman for how I pop my collar. Bunch of typical geezers. Pull the bullet out with tweezers. Licked off big goose, bunch of geezers. Gossiping like mother's meetings. Business that's men in black. Get tapped from slaps, no waps. Backs packed with cash. Swing me at big guys. Six packs, five guys, four riff raps. Three ringing up, give gap. Two ways to get my cash now. ATM with one debit. Cash out, keep it stepping. Do my thing. Discreetly discriminating image. Stay away from the vultures. Don't get it twisted like this. We take the piss when we go hit up a lick. Tricks up my sleeve, Adam and Eve. Original third eye sends me visual. Don't get it twisted like this. We take the piss when we go hit up a lick. Man, I just do my thing. Man, I just do my thing. Man, I just do my thing. Bomber clock, brass clock, idiot. You better swing my collar. You can tell I'm a businessman for how I pop my collar.
Well, well, well.
Yes, sir.
Back in the building. Baby LV.
Yeah,
do
yeah,
my
yeah.
ting. Man, I just do my ting. What was you thinking when you made that song?
I was thinking about January 2020. Just got to do my thing. And I just... Yeah, the video, I directed it myself with my colleague. And I just wanted to, like, just motivate people for the year. Just do your thing. Like, anything you want to do. I know there's loads of people that actually want to do stuff like acting, modeling, but they don't know how
they
to go about
yeah.
it. Yeah, like you always feel like you need a plug to do it, but yeah, just do your thing. Like, you only live once. Do you know what I mean?
I love that. So there's some inspiration in there as well.
That's,
not just saying do my thing.
Yeah,
but
it's
purpose to it.
Nah, yeah, definitely. Yeah.
So when can we expect this video you directed yourself?
February the 21st. I'm trying to get out there still.
Where can we find this video?
Basically, I'm trying to obviously start off my YouTube and then use that to obviously then put the music video on my channel.
Okay.
Yeah, I just want to start. Yeah, I want to start. There's no point. Yeah, I just.
And how would you normally go about it if you didn't have a YouTube? Do you like have to sell it to like, is it Grime Daily?
Yeah. You send it over to them.
And you have to pay them
a fee. Yeah.
How much is it? Do you know?
It's like £250 last time.
Yeah, depends what you want. Like, there's packages.
Really?
They can promote for you. It can go up to like £800.
Yeah. Oh wow.
Yeah, it's crazy stuff.
Okay, and say for instance, you were to go on there and put it on there, would it do well instantly because they've got followers?
It's not guaranteed, but it will definitely get exposure because they do have a lot of subscribers. They have like 1 million something.
Oh wow.
Yeah. So.
I'm sure AP will be promoting it for you as well.
Yeah, definitely. Again.
Just give me my check.
Do you have like a songbook? Like,
how do you mean? What, that
like
I write
a book?
My
that you, I don't know. Does. You might be on the train and something inspires you. Do you write it down?
Yeah, literally straight away.
Like he'll be at work and he'll send me a voice note like, oh, I just thought of this. Like, what do you think of it? And then he'll just be him. Like, he just got this song in his head.
Literally.
But how do you pick songs? A beat to that song? That's what I want to know.
Sometimes it's no beat. Sometimes it's just, you see the same way a song like Yummy, Justin Bieber's just in your head. Sometimes it's like that, like the lyrics just in your head and then you just got to find a beat that suits it. But and sometimes I can hear a beat, 5 seconds, yeah, I know what I'm doing.
Really?
Yeah.
But don't you have to change the flow to the beat?
Just do your thing, as man said.
It's a real, like, it's creative. It's mad creative. There's a lot to it I didn't realise.
Yeah.
And how do you ever get like a block where you just feel like you can't
write? Do you know what's mad? Obviously, I used to smoke weed and that's like, that's obviously how, do you know what I mean? Okay. But obviously I don't smoke anymore. So I did get a block when I stopped because it was like, raw, can I even write
music?
Oh, so
that was your creative flow. Is that what you're saying?
I feel like when you're in the studio, a lot of artists do smoke or drink and then that's how they kind of
get their juices flowing.
When I stopped, definitely.
So then how did you get it back again?
You just get it back.
You just woke up and it was there?
Yeah, definitely.
Well, so good having you.
No, thank you, man. It was nice talking to you guys. So.
Just remind them one more time where they can find you.
My Instagram is babylv. Snapchat.
It's babylv _.
Oh.
Manager and me coming
See,
out.
Manager. That's what I'm saying. I'm not good with the socials, but yeah. What she said.
What did I say?
Baby OV _.
Come on, say it with your chest.
Come on, this is your first. Come on.
Baby OV _.
On Instagram. Can we find you anywhere else?
Yeah, on my Instagram, there's a link that shows you all my stuff.
Oh, so you're choosing the easy way out.
Yeah.
Well, it was so lovely having you.
Man.
And I really wish you the best.
You too, man.
Hope you smash that show on Friday.
Thank you.
And I want to hear good things throughout the year about you.
Definitely. Come on. God willing, man.
Young newcomer.
Don't forget us.
Nah, of course not, man.
Yeah, you got that yummy, yum, that yummy, yum, that yummy, yummy. Yeah, you got that yummy, yum, that yummy, yum, that yummy, yummy.
Say the word.
Stable, no, you stay on the run. Ain't on the side, you're number one. Yeah, every time I come around, you get it done. 50-50, love the way you split it. 100 racks, I'ma spin it, babe. Light a match, get lit it, babe. That jet set, watch the sunset, kinda. Yeah, yeah. Rolling eyes back in my head, make my toes curl, yeah, yeah. Yeah, you got that yummy, yum, that yummy, yum, that yummy, yummy. Yeah, you got that yummy, yum, that yummy, yum, that yummy, yum.
Say the word.
Lost control of myself, I'm compromised. You're incriminating, no disguise. And you ain't never running low on supplies. 50-50, love the way you
on me, spin it, babe. Light a magic, get lit it, babe.
The jet set, watch the sunset, kinda. Yeah, yeah. Rolling eyes back in my head, make my toes curl, yeah, yeah. Yeah, you got that yummy, yum, that yummy, yum, that yummy, yum.
Can you stay flexing on me?
Yeah, you got that yummy, yum, that yummy, yum. On with a smile on my face.
I'm a lady, that you are my lady. You got the yum, 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 yum. You got the yum, yum, yum. Whoa. Whoa.
Yeah, you got that yummy, yum, that yum.
Tuesday Takeover with Lavina Back on FUBAR Radio.
And we're back in the building!
Back and better.
And who have we got here, Adiola?
Oh, we got Paisley Cakey.
Yeah, it's Paisley Cakey.
How are you, Paisley?
I'm good, you know.
Yeah?
Yeah.
And what have you been up to?
What, today?
No, just in general.
In
tell
general,
who
what?
You are.
So my name's Paisley Cakey. I'm a rapper slash actress at East London. Hackney, you might know me for films like Attack the Block, BBC's Waterloo Road, the list is endless.
Yeah. She was so tiny then though.
So yeah, and I'm a rapper, so you can just hear the vibes.
Hear the vibes.
Hear the vibes.
When did you become a rapper?
When I was in my mum's womb.
Born
with it. What? No, I thought that I was always a rapper, but probably
really?
In like secondary school.
What, so
no,
even,
primary school.
Even when you was in Waterloo Road, you
yeah,
knew.
I had a scene in that where I actually rapped. Because they knew I was a rapper, they let me do a
express
rap.
Express yourself.
Yeah.
But how did you know you could rap? Like, what made you even rap?
I didn't know I could rap. I just done it as fun, you know. I just liked rapping as, like, you know, like with your friends.
You just joke around.
Yeah, so we used to do like these silly raps, talking about the Teletubbies and stuff. Like,
really? Can you do one now, do you think?
I'm not going to do
it. I just made Baby L redo a freestyle. I want to know if I can get one out of you.
I don't know the lyrics. But
you don't know the lyrics?
No, this was like when I was 11.
Okay.
So, yeah, I just thought, I want to be a rapper, but it was more of a hobby, not like a job. I wanted to work with kids. That's the truth.
Did you?
Yeah, I love kids.
Oh, no, that's
so... So I was
quite shocked by that.
Yeah, I am sorry.
No, I'm good with kids, man.
Okay.
I'm a nanny.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, talk to us. What is it like for you being a female in this industry?
Male-dominated.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. You said it.
It's a very male-dominated scene, innit? And being a female is harder. Do you know what? I'm going to give you the pros and the cons. So one of the pros is it's easier to get discovered because there's so many guys. Mm-hmm. When you see a female, it's like, bam, she's new. Whereas every day there's probably all these new, fresh
guys.
Male eyes. But we're never going to see them until they blow because there's so many of them. Whereas females, even on our come-up days, you know who we are because there's only a
so
small...
many.
Yeah, there's only a small like selection of us. But like a con now is... You always have to work twice as hard.
Yeah,
you're
definitely.
Not valued as much. You never really get... I don't want to keep saying never. It sounds so negative, but it's like... It's harder to get put on big platforms.
Yeah.
Like, look at Wireless last year. They didn't have, like, no...
That's so true.
They only had, like, 3 females on the whole lineup. But yet, there's loads of female artists, but they didn't have no females on it.
Until
people started speaking about it, like Lily Allen and that started speaking about it, and then they put more females on it. But that's what I mean. And no female really ever headlines it.
Never.
I think has Cardi or Nicki? Maybe one of them have, but
the Americans,
no females.
Yeah.
But
like,
we're even talking about UK female rappers.
UK female, I feel like it is harder for us to, you know, break down the barriers.
Don't you feel like it's? I feel like with female rappers, it's like you either have to be shaking your bum, like have a big bum, or talking about sex.
And I feel like we get over like sexualized, like, and a lot of the females feel like they have to be sexy.
You have to be like that,
I'm not saying what they're doing is wrong, but obviously a lot of them probably are sexy anyway. But a lot of them do the whole sexy. I've stuck to my roots, innit? I'm not sexy. I'm tomboy. So,
have you found like that hard? Do you feel like sometimes you feel like you'd do better if you strayed from who you are?
If I'd done a video shoot in a bikini, of course, that it will blow. But I don't want to do that. That's not me being true to myself.
I love that. Stay true to yourself. Absolutely.
And I don't want to look back at it one day like, what was
Why
I doing?
Why did I do that? I feel like most people kind of know what they have to, like, I know I could do that and blow. It depends, do you value what you believe in to do that?
I value myself, and I just don't want to be portrayed like that, because that isn't me.
Yeah, exactly. And this world is so deep. They'll be like, that's not her, she's just forcing it.
So,
so you can't actually win with this industry, I feel.
But again, if we're talking like global, look at Missy Elliott. Missy Elliott was never sexy. She was a tomboy.
Yeah.
And she still done her thing. She still got
and
big.
And she blew.
But I feel like maybe back then people appreciated women in baggy clothes, like Aaliyah, TLC, Escape.
True.
Like, they always had baggy clothes and people appreciated and liked that. Now I feel like I feel like the way society
very judgmental.
Is, so now everyone feels like they have to look sexy and show their like.
It's crazy
best,
though, because I feel like everyone feels like they have to be sexy, but then in the UK the guys are so judgy. Like, you will be really sexy, but then you'll get a lot of labels behind that.
Yeah,
they won't think, oh, like, obviously this is what you need to do now to get recognised. They'll just be like, oh yeah, she's just this or she's just that.
So it's really hard. It's definitely hard. So what are your goals this year?
We're about to shake the waters right now.
Yes, I love that.
Obviously, I didn't want to say too much, but I haven't like released like a proper sick banger for a while because I've just been doing other stuff. But
But we're gonna play it later.
You
got something else.
I got another one. Another.
Is it just you, or is there features?
Me and a feature.
We can't get no names yet.
No, and it's a remake of Scrubs TLC.
I love that song. I like it already.
My gosh.
I've been singing the song for so long. It's produced by the Beat Freaks.
Can we get a date? Have we got a date in place?
It's going to drop before summer. But I don't even want to say nothing about it. I just know that I'm so happy to release this.
Is it someone big?
Something big.
No, but the feature is someone we know?
Yeah, someone that everyone knows.
A male?
Yeah.
Female? Ooh. Male.
Oh, females are going to come, don't worry. Definitely going to line up the female things as well.
And how do you feel about features? Do you feel like you... Do you feel like people, like females, mm-hmm. ideally need a feature to be like
to
prominent
help
on the
get
scene?
Get them on the ladder.
I don't want to say it helps, but it does help. It's kind of sad.
How is it getting a feature? Is it easy? Like, as obviously you're very known now in the music industry, but at first,
do you know what? At first it was hard to get features. Like,
who was your first feature?
My first ever feature was a guy called Teezy.
I've never heard of that.
I was in MySpace, he had a big song called
Take Your Shoes Off. We're going way back.
During MySpace days, he had a big tune called Take Your Shoes Off.
Okay.
And then I had that as my MySpace song. It was big on like Channel U.
Channel U.
Yeah, like it was proper big. And then it basically just came around with me knowing someone. They introduced me to him, and that was my first ever feature.
Okay. Yeah. So if he was going to get a feature now, how do you sort of...
I'm independent. Okay. Some people like to go through management and all that, but I just feel like that's a bit like, you don't feel authentic. I like my features to be like legit, organic. Like, mm-hmm. what are you saying? We do something? Yeah, man, I'm down. Cool.
Okay.
Do you get what I mean? I'd rather it like that than not an email.
Your manager,
would love to get the collaborate. No, like that's a bit too robotic.
Yeah.
Like, I don't like them vibes. So I'd rather approach someone. If they say no, they say no. If you don't ask, you don't get. So
that's true.
Yeah.
That's really true.
But the trick is good to ask people when they're a bit wavy.
Really? Okay. Yeah, but then they could just forget.
Yeah. Well,
how'd you follow it up?
I like to just... do you know what it is? When I put something out and people see it, that they're more like... What's the word? They're more open and prominent. Like, they're more open, like... So.
Oh, she's doing her thing.
Yeah, so I usually just schedule my stuff. Schedule my collaboration arcs. And
do you have, like...
No, but it drops into face.
Do you have, like, someone you would love to feature with that you haven't yet featured with?
Like, from the UK?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ray, the singer.
Ooh, love Ray. Yeah. I absolutely love Ray.
Love
Ray.
love her voice.
She's just so, like,
yeah,
different.
She's
just
and
so different.
And when I heard
yeah.
that she writes all her own stuff as well, that's when I thought, wow.
How do you feel about that, people writing this? Do you look at people different, rappers differently, that
do you know
don't
what?
Write this stuff?
I used to think, oh, like, people writing stuff for people is whatever, like, that's dead. But I see it different. So, like, people like Beyonce and Rihanna, they don't write their own songs.
Yeah. Yeah,
but they're true. Singers, so they're still putting their voice out. So it's like yeah. someone writing them a song, and then they're just singing it. And they're still putting their own vibe in it.
Yeah, not everyone can
but
sing.
But I feel like
that.
If you're going to get someone to sit down and write your whole rap, forget it. I just don't think there's any point being a rapper.
Yeah, your flow's not like, that great.
Yeah, I feel like being a rapper, it makes yeah. sense to just write it yourself.
Yeah.
I'm not going to say there's anything wrong with there being writers in a room, or like what Drake does when he has the,
input.
That guy that does like the melodies, and then he'll just rap, like copy the melody and whatever. Because
really?
Don't forget, what like four people is better than one person.
Yeah, that
you know?
Is
absolutely.
True.
Yeah.
Four but, minds but coming together is always
the banger,
better than
so
one.
I understand
so
why he's
I'm not
that.
Again. If you're on real songwriting, it's always better to work with more than one person.
Would you ever have someone help you write a song, or have
yeah,
you ever?
I've worked with people, yeah. but I've never. My life had anyone write because I get bare offensive when people are like, yeah, well, someone probably wrote that because she can't write. I'm thinking, you're not mad. And I only just started this working in a group with people because it's like, I feel like it's way better.
Yeah, to me, it is true that it's like yeah. having a
now
team.
That I know how like Jay-Z, Kanye, they all work like that. They all work with it's not people writing.
I guess
they
get the best work from that.
It's
though.
Like, say you want another word for travel, that's just an example, they'll come up with another word. Do you
yeah,
know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's just so much better. It's loads of brains helping.
And I've seen your music video. Yeah. That was great.
Oh, and that oop.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I loved it. How was that?
I like that. That one was fun. That was like a wavy song that we got waved. After every day shoot, was like, yo, should we just
get drunk?
Make a song? Should we make a song? So we went and made a song, shot the video. You
so,
know.
Like, tell me, did you direct it yourself? Who was
I,
like
yeah,
the football
so
behind that?
I come up with the ideas.
Yeah.
Then I went to the other artist, Tootsie Diana. And I said to her, do you like this? And she's like, yeah, we should do this, we should do that.
Yeah.
And then I just went online, she went online, we brought some props. I found their apartment on Airbnb, contacted my main director, got the lighting people, Instagram, found the puppy people. Like, that's what I usually do. I just reach out to people on Instagram. I just do like...
So you're basically, you manage yourself
yeah.
completely.
So, like,
do
now,
you have manager? Like,
no,
manager?
So like now, like my best friend and one of my aunties is like helping me a lot, so...
Good, yeah.
To.
I'd find that
but,
so difficult.
Yeah, but obviously I'm very, like, I like to be in charge of what...
Hands-on.
Yeah, I'm very hands-on and I'm very bossy, so...
And how do you feel with... Because I always see this online, like, oh, artists stay independent or labels, and I don't really
yeah.
get all of that. Like,
yeah, tell
what
us,
would you
like,
say
the
is
difference?
The best...
Sorry.
What would you advise an artist?
I would always say, do as much as you can do. Like, never force it, like, to go get a label, because... You can do everything a label can do, but a lot of people just don't know.
And they
that.
Get a cut of it.
Yeah, they get a crazy cut. Plus, they give you money at the beginning. And
and you're in debt to them.
Yeah, so yeah. I just feel like I've been independent this whole time. I've done, like, single deals. So, like, the song I put out with Gekko, Lovin', that was a single deal. And that makes more sense. So they push that single.
Oh, so they
so
just
they help.
Have one song.
Yeah,
they don't own you.
So yeah, so a lot of people do single deals as well. And then you can go to all different labels, get money, push a single... And then go do your own thing instead of being tied down thinking, oh my God, how am I going to get out of this?
And how did that single do?
That done really well. And that's my most view. That's like 7.7 million views.
Wow.
Yeah, like that's my biggest
song. Babe.
So this next one's got to be bigger.
Yes.
Yeah.
Going to get double millions, 20 million.
Yeah.
Crazy.
Yeah. And how is it like trying to, like we were talking about getting paid as an influencer. What is it like?
Getting paid
as an artist.
Is it like through streams or shows or?
Everyone's different. Because I'm independent, my pay is different. Like, because no one is taking a cut. But you get paid off shows. You get paid off radio plays.
Really?
You get played off anything on Spotify, Apple Music. There's so I can't think right now on the top of my head.
So
but
like, do you randomly see like a paycheck
yeah,
into your bank account? Oh,
like,
that's from Spotify.
Even like from a sync. So like, say your song gets used on like an advert.
Really?
Yeah.
On TV.
Or say your song just gets played in like a play center or something, and like you just get So it's good to sign up to like all the I don't know what you call them, like the platforms that pay you.
Oh, that's
so like
crazy.
PRS.
Yeah.
PPI. It's like that. I can't remember, but yeah, I just signed up to all of them.
And how did you
sign
up to
PPI?
They
pay
you
with it.
When I had like old management in the past.
Oh, okay. So you kind of
like
picked up.
But I feel like every artist knows about PRS. because everyone's goal is to get played on like everywhere. One Extra on radio.
Yeah,
and
absolutely. Yeah. Oh, so if you get played on the radio,
yeah, you get paid. The more you're played, the more you get paid. Some people must get like massive checks from getting.
Yeah, because they like repeat certain songs.
Because we was like talking about. Who was we talking about? That was
Live and Direct.
Yeah.
AJ Tracy.
Yes. His song has been playing
that
back forever.
That must have got a crazy... He must have got a crazy check for that.
Yeah, that's he just bought his mum a house the other day.
Oh, yeah.
I know.
Look, and that could be from radio alone.
Wow.
Not, yeah.
Mad.
I think I need to learn how to rap.
Just get it on the radio. Repeat.
Crazy.
And how do you feel like women working together in the industry? Is it... Because obviously off... music, people say girls are really bitchy working together. Is it harder in the music industry?
I just think women have been brought up to be very competitive. Like, it's just a natural instinct. Guys are more like, they're not as judgy, they're not as, you know, like we like to talk. You know how women gossip? I'm not saying men don't gossip, but women gossip.
Yeah, it's a lot more.
I just feel like we're very competitive.
Yeah.
I'm not. Obviously, I'm competitive, but I'm not competitive like that. I'd rather help someone else. And we all help each other, and then we all go up together. Do you get what I mean?
But some people are not like that. They feel like the spot is limited, so they would rather not help.
And it's sad.
So, Paigey, we're going to play your song.
Mm-hmm.
I'm super excited. Mm. No, her new one that came out in December. Anna, ooh.
I don't think I've actually heard this one, you know, so I'm excited to play it.
Okay.
That's a big sign, that's a mood. Drop top of the cool. I can get whichever one I choose. I got big style, big flavor, miss cool. That's a miss style. Check my jewels, way I'm coming like I'm Israel. Got a fish girl, wrist well, I bet she gel. Got bars, I don't pay the bell. Let me down, get my message, tell them hit myself. Coming for the brain, I'ma make it hell. Young girl, but you know I had a big tail. Never had a pony, but you know I had them pigtails. Man, I made me bust down, had my wrist well. His girl, all up in my DMs, I ain't pissed well. On a Katy Perry, you know I might even kiss girls. About to get it popping like bottles of Cristal. Trap it like I never made a wage. Yeah. Why you think my name involves in cake? Yeah. Tiger, they always throwing shade on me, throwing shade on me. And I, ooh, that's a big sign, that's a mood. Drop top of the cool. I can get whichever one I choose. And I, ooh, that's a big sign, that's a mood. Drop top of the cool. I can get whichever one I choose.
When I step out, everyone knows I've arrived. If it ain't foreign, I don't want it, I won't drive. Oh no. Don't wanna talk, I got money on my mind. Get it on my ones, don't know why you're so surprised. Yeah, yeah, my life's pricey. Solid gold, no rhinestones, stay drippin' on me. Pull out that bust down when I'm feeling fancy. If I'm fancy, I don't need bad vibes, stay far from around me. They say that you know why you flossin'. Ain't my fault that I'm a boss and pay my bills and do my business. Lost my mom, yeah, that's my witness. Never working on my fitness, but my body stay in shape. I keep grinding, always hungry, eating all that's on my plate. Yeah.
And I, ooh, ooh, that's a big sign, that's a mood. Drop top of the cool. I can get whichever one I choose. And I, ooh, that's a big sign, that's a mood. Drop top of the cool. I can get whichever one I choose.
Hello, hello, and we are back. We've got more guests in the building, don't we?
Yes.
Who have we got here? We still got Paigey. Loved your song, by the way, Paige.
We've got Ty and Kai.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Introduce
yes,
yourselves.
What's going on, man? Thank you for having us. Yeah, Ty, Kai.
Ty and Kai.
Yeah, we're here from the Wright Brothers Theatre Play, starring Paigey and Zena, and opening next week. And yeah, it's going to be dope, man. So.
That's it.
Oh, I've actually seen this on. Is this your first show?
No, we've done quite a few shows.
Yeah.
This particular show, we brought it back. On numerous occasions, I made it bigger and better each time, and that's simply because of popular demand and people love the show so much that they want it to come back. So here we are now, basically.
Yeah,
so,
yeah, man.
But before we dig into the show, tell us, like, we want to talk about, you know, the industry, the acting industry, and mm-hmm. like, I feel like to be a black actor nowadays, you have to either be in a violent film to be successful. What are your thoughts on that? Is that true, or do you think
that's a good question? I wouldn't say that's like a universal point. I don't think like you have to be in that to be successful, but I feel like sometimes, or I think especially kind of now, it's like they kind of want to see you prove that you can perform what you're believed to be, like perform your stereotype first. All right, cool. You'll be convinced that you can act because you can perform what we think you are. Okay, let's try some other stuff with you. But I don't think that's always the case. I think that's just like the trending kind of theme right now.
Yeah.
In my opinion, like right now, it's just kind of like celebrated. Yeah. But yo, don't get twisted. Like, it's not like to put down those shows, because those shows are great.
No, obviously not to discredit them at all.
Yeah.
But like, I feel like. I like what you guys have done with the theatre production and how it's different in the sense that, you know, it's not your typical, oh, someone dies by the knife or the gun or whatnot. Mm-hmm. It's a bit more like, you know, it's playful, it's fun.
What is the show, sorry?
Yeah, tell us about the show.
Okay, cool. it's a romantic comedy, first of all. It's about three brothers and they all meet the same girl, and she basically goes on a journey of love to find out which one of the brothers that she's most compatible with.
Okay.
The lead girl is obviously Amani, that's played by Paigey.
Jeez.
And then the three brothers, for the characteristics, you've got one brother who's like a womanizer, he's like a player, never had a serious relationship.
Okay.
Then you've got a brother who's like a money man, he just spends money and he's just like, there's no real depth to him, he's just, everything is just, you know, the name brands and,
image.
Superficial for image, yeah, exactly. Yeah. And then the third brother is like a nerdy kind of character. He's all about his schoolwork.
Okay, the good guy.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah, mm-hmm. So she meets all three of them, you know, by chance, and the story just plays out to see where it goes, really. Yeah.
And who wrote this play?
They did.
You write it together?
What gave you the inspiration for this?
It's the ideas I came up with, actually. I don't know what inspired you for that.
Do you know, it was a lack of this type of thing.
Literally, exactly. That's what it was, like our generation, our culture.
That's what it was. Yeah. And it was about creating our own opportunities and telling our own stories, because we could have easily wrote, you know, another film about, you know, cliche topics and things, you know what I mean? Mm. But that story has been told, it's continued to be told, and it's good because that message needs to go out there.
Yeah, absolutely.
And it needs to be, do you know what I mean? But where we come from, there's so many other stories, you know what I mean?
And there's so many other things that we can portray and still get a good message out of it. Don't be a player.
There we go. That's good. That's man. Literally where it came from.
Got some great cast members in it as well.
How did you find your cast? Did you
good question.
Pick them?
Yeah, so we had me and Ty sat down, I had a list of a whole lot of people that wanted to approach to be a part of this project. And as we went through the list, we started auditioning and you know, people blew us away. We didn't even get a chance to go through the full list because, you know, we were convinced early on. So, yeah, but we had a list of people we went through and we approached them, messaged them, emailed them, whatever, spoke to agents. And that's how it came about.
That's really good. So where did you put the casting out to? Like your Insta?
No, we didn't put a public casting out. We just approached people directly. Like it was like almost like a head, what do you call it when someone
headhunting?
Head hunting. So we looked at these people and we approached them personally and directly.
So Lavina and Paige, did you have an audition?
I had to say a few lines, but I felt like it was more like a conversation and they like showed me the idea and I saw the vision and I was like, yeah, I'm definitely like up for this.
I
think it was more like that. From our perspective, those that we knew as actors and stuff, we didn't really need to because we've seen her perform. Like Paige, we've seen, we know she can, you know, you know she does, that's her thing.
Yeah, but we sat down and like spoke about it.
We started a chat. We had like an hour chat to make sure it was the right thing for you, right thing for us. Like, it wasn't just like, just do it, you know what I'm saying? It was more thought behind it. And Lavina was someone we hadn't seen act before, but we knew she looked right for the character we were thinking of. So we had sat down with her, we had a chance to audition, she sat down, she done some lines with us. You know, we got back to her, we had a think about it, and that's how it came about. It wasn't like we didn't just literally just throw the casting out and take anyone. It weren't like that. There's a list of people that we've had to say no to as well. And it's like, you know, it wasn't just the case of like the first come first serve. We had
Do you just do plays or would you do like movies, like films?
We do films. We do that. So we would do that stuff. We've done it before, and it's something that we'll do as well. But right now, our focus is doing live entertainment, which is something that is probably not explored that much in the UK right now.
Absolutely.
We don't have that Tyler Perry type show where people come out and they're laughing and slapping their thighs and
crying
tears.
I'm trying to find a date to come with me.
You need to
one's
come
on the 15th or the 14th. Which one is it?
You should come with Vanessa.
It's the third to the 8th. third to the 8th of February. It's still, it's all right. It's just pre-Valentine's. You can still, pre-Valentine's.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So find a date and come down, man. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And did you guys always, know that you wanted to be actors and writers?
No, not for me personally. I mean, growing up and, you know, just liking the attention and just, you know, being forced to do them church plays when we was younger.
Oh, really?
Do you know what I mean? Yeah, things like that.
Cool.
But, like, I don't know, to be honest with you, how I actually really fell into it and how I actually got serious about it was I actually got invited down to a drama group when I was like about 20. And it was just so random. It was like, do you want to go to a drama group today? My bridging said it to me. And I was like, all right, cool. I ain't really doing nothing else. We went to it and then, yeah.
And you try to come and tell me, I'm thinking, bro, what's my guy acting for, bro? I'm in the hood, I'm just doing my thing, like, yeah. I'm in the crib chilling, guy, and out there, a man saying, let's go acting, brother, man don't act, fam. But obviously, I went there, and it was dope, like, it was lit.
That's what I was saying, it was fun,
lit.
Like,
it was actually
really
lit.
It took us away from everything that we were doing before, do you know what I mean? So, it was a pleasant experience, man, and
because I was going to say, like, before, I would say, back in the day, it wasn't very cool or popular for guys to do acting.
No, yeah, it wasn't a cool thing. I think the moment it started getting cool was, like, around Attack the Block time.
Kid Uphood. Like, Kid Uphood really bought it.
Kid Uphood.
But that was, Kid Uphood as well, actually, in fact. I don't know what the hell.
I think that was earlier. That was 2004. 2008.
I don't even know.
Yeah, back in the days.
But I can't really remember. Yeah, these things came out and made it cool. But even Kid Uphood, because there was no opportunities, no one was still doing it. Like, no one was putting up videos online and, you know, acting and doing stuff. Like, there's men that are doing these comedy videos on
comedy
their phones.
Sketches, yeah.
That are road, man. Like, they're doing videos on their phone, doing these. You know what I'm saying? It's like, it's cool to be a character and to act now. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
but yeah, back when we were doing it, it wasn't really.
I'll be like,
what,
you
want to
be acting, bro?
Yeah.
You
want to
be Shakespeare?
That's what you think of. You think of Shakespeare, like,
go to country then.
So what's your message to, like, young people that want to get into acting? Like, how would you say, what's the way to get into acting?
Yeah.
Do you know what? Speaking personally, it's gonna sound cliche, but it's create your own opportunities, man. This is literally what I've done. This is what we've done. Like, because at one point I was trying to be an actor and, you know, going for auditions, getting an agent, all that kind of stuff. And while I was, you know, something to come off of it, I just said, you know what, I just wanted to just do my own, tell my own stories and put myself in my own stuff, you know, and play characters that I want to play, do you know what I mean? Rather than being typecasted to play a certain type of character. But that's my personal experience. But I guess if someone wants to be an actor, then they just, you know, the traditional route is drama school and then getting an agent.
But I wouldn't even say there's no real way. Like, if you see people, like, certain people, like, it's just about, sometimes just put your own content out online.
Yeah.
Like, somebody's like, what's his name? Coyote, Hood Documentary. Like, he's got his BBC Free show now. What was that from? That was just from doing funny videos on YouTube.
Yeah.
Michael Ward, did he just slide in the DMs?
Yeah, of Ashley Waters.
Yeah.
He just said, look, I really want to be your next Top Boy. Kept pestering him and he auditioned and got it.
Yeah,
it's mad.
I didn't even know that.
How did you get into acting, Paigey?
Oh, yeah. I went to, like, a 2-week project in Hackney Empire, and it was, like, funded by a housing association called Mosaic. And then when I was there, I was doing acting, and this casting director came, and she's like, you're really good, you and your friends come down. On the day, my friends let me down, but I went by myself to Hoxton Street Casting, and I didn't realise we was actually auditioning for Attack the Block.
Wow.
Yeah, and then when I left, she was like, all right, so you've got through to the first part, gave me a paper, and then I'd done, like, 7 auditions.
Wow.
And then I got the part.
Mad.
And then from there, I got an agent, and then I started.
So wait, you did Waterloo Road before?
No, I done Attack the Block first. I done Attack the Block when I was 17.
Okay.
Yeah.
Man.
And then Waterloo Road, I was 19.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, 19 and turned 20 while doing it.
Right.
That's unreal. I thought it was Waterloo Road first. You in that for, like, long.
Yeah. Done that. 20 episodes.
That's really good.
Mad.
And would you say, like the acting industry is, like, unrepresented?
I feel like it's changed now. Like, when I first started, it was way different. So, like, for example, I went to an audition and it said that they were looking for, like, mixed race.
Yeah.
And then I've gone to the audition, I'm the only mixed race person there.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it was just like all white people with maybe like olive skin.
Yeah.
And I was thinking, but that's not mixed race. And the dad was black, the mum was white, so I was thinking,
oh.
Yeah, it's changed. It's not like that now.
Yeah, no, yeah. No, couldn't no, imagine it being like that now because I feel like everyone does acting. Like,
It's cool now, isn't it?
it's cool.
In it, everyone's an actress, an actor. I'm trying to get involved. Only one hair. That's not like okay. Castings.
Do you want to get into acting?
I used to do it when I was younger. That's what's crazy. And then I just stopped going to my drama school. I think because I moved areas, but I wouldn't mind trying it again. To see how I feel about it.
So how many other plays have you guys written?
A couple. We put on a play called House Party UK. I don't know if you've seen a film, old school film with Kid and Play, and it had high tops.
Yes,
we done that ages ago. We grew our hair, we had high tops. Yeah. We done that. So that was one of our biggest ones, and that was mad because we had like huge round the corner for that. Like people were coming out, people getting turned away. Like it was mad. People sending us videos of like, yeah, it was mad. And this was like, but again, this was before it was like a thing to do. So I think when everyone heard about it, it was like, wow.
Go watch this, yeah.
Yeah, but the problem was when we done that back then, that was more for the passion. We done it because we enjoyed doing that kind of stuff. So we didn't necessarily follow up and think, all right, this is an opportunity. We just done it, had a great time, and then just kicked back and chilled. Whereas now it's like, you know what, let's actually create a brand of it. Let's actually make it a thing because we've done it before. We know exactly what we're doing.
Yeah.
And let's elevate it and take it to another level. So, we've written a couple of things. We've got a few projects at the moment that we've got that we're working on as well that we're going to be putting out at some point in the near future. So,
and how do you, like, execute a project, like, from start to finish? I know, like, you guys, I know you put in, like, loads of work into, like, the Wright Brothers, the one that me and Paige are in. And, like, we see it and we, like, appreciate it so much. How do you, like, execute it, really? Where does it start?
I mean, it's hard to say, really. It's almost like second nature. We don't even realise that we're doing half the things that we're doing because it's just like instinct now. We just know what needs to be done. We know the first and foremost is securing the dates and the venue. Boom, once we've done that, okay, cool. From when the script is done, casting it. Do you know what I mean? It's just, the thing is that we're juggling so much at any one time. Do you know what I mean? Like even now we're here in these interviews, but we're on emails, we're texting people, we're WhatsApping, you know, sorting out loads of different things. It's like literally 360. It doesn't even stop. So yeah, it's like,
Once you have the idea, like for the project, the story, then everything else falls into place. Once you know what you need to achieve, everything falls into place. But you have to start off with the idea.
And like, what's the best way to how do you promote your shows?
At the moment, IG. I'll tell you what, right? We've tried to be very bold and open and, you know, about the topic, about the fact that it's a different story to what you have right now. But you have to be very sensitive in how you approach it sometimes because people can turn around and take things the wrong way. I don't know if you guys have experienced it, but like, so for example, like we put something on Twitter not too long ago. It was our video, but the caption that we had was probably a little bit too direct. So the caption said, "You've seen Top Boy, you've seen you've seen something else, now see the Wright Brothers." We meant that in the most harmless way possible, just in the sense of like, come see something different. But people took that completely wrong way. Like people said, "Oh yeah, I'll come and support it, but you shouldn't put other shows down." And it's like, Rod, we didn't even think that they would ever come to someone's mind.
I think
like,
that's just Twitter, though. You're right.
You're 100% correct.
It's not been a week.
You're right.
Can be funny. You're right. Ruthless at the same time.
I love confrontation. I enjoyed it. I was like, give me more.
Promo,
but
it's true.
It is promo. Yeah, but it was scary because you don't want to destroy a brand before the brand even has life. Like you know, H&M can do this erasing stuff and come back from that because they've got 20, 30, 50 years history. But we haven't even launched our first proper project yet, so let's not take that step yet. But you're right, it is Twitter because Instagram is a different ballgame. People are much more receptive supportive on that platform. So that's how we're promoting it, just Instagram right now, and word of mouth and doing these amazing radio shows. And you know what I'm saying?
So you're not trying to do no billboards or bus stop. What's that bus stop thing?
That's billboard money, B. You know what I'm saying?
I just don't really get how it works.
No, but yeah, I mean, if we could, like, that's another level of budget that we don't have to invest like
next
in this
time.
Project. Yeah,
yet.
on a larger
keyword is yet.
Yet yeah, on a larger scale project, then we might be willing to invest a bit more in that sense. But for the scale of what we have, we think we could do a good job just through Instagram. But 100%, moving forward, we'll do that.
And just on that point as well, actually, like, this whole project, we've self-funded ourselves. There's no, like, external funding that we've got. So every penny that's gone into it, do you know what I mean? So talking about the billboards and posters and things, obviously, we look at the prices and we say, okay, cool, maybe that's the next project, do you know what I mean? But we just, it's literally just ourselves that's making this happen.
And could you go to, like, where would you go to if you wanted to get funding? Is there funding for, like, shows or?
Very possibly.
Probably, yeah.
There's a lot of funding out there.
There's people that we know that do that stuff. But we wouldn't, right now, we wouldn't want that because ownership is key. Like,
yeah,
I don't want to sound like I don't want to sound like an Instagram video right now, you know. Ownership, guys, you got to own everything. But the truth is, ownership is key. When we get this show to a place where we can start, you know, selling it or doing other things, the back end profits come back to us. We don't necessarily have to give the big man in the suit 90% and then he can start telling us, all right, do this, do that for the next 10%, you know what I mean? Right now it makes sense to not take it.
I guess it's literally like being signed or not signed, isn't it? As a rapper or like an artist.
Exactly.
Like, you don't wanna
it's
the same thing.
Exactly.
But I think you guys are like a true inspiration, to anyone like wants to get in the game and the industry. Like what's your end goal though?
Ownership. So I think the end goal is to go on. What do you reckon, bro?
No, go on.
I've got headphones. I hear my voice a lot, bro. All right. I say. I think.
Wait. Are you guys real cousins there?
Yeah.
Yeah. Our mums are sisters.
Really?
Yeah, that's so cool, man.
I've been with them for like 6 months and I didn't even know this. I read the sheet. I was like, oh, okay.
We grew up as brothers, though.
We did together our whole childhood.
As brothers, like from literally.
It's
from
good
the
working
pit,
with
like,
family.
It's good.
Really.
I mean, yeah, as kids, so yeah.
It's funny though. It's funny. So we have our clashes sometimes. Like, we don't, yeah. Especially now where it's getting tense and then, you know, the pressure's on.
Well, we see it in the rehearsals, though, innit? And he's like,
do you see it sometimes?
He's like, well, I don't have any notes yet. Can you just wait?
Really?
Okay.
Have you ever thought, like, nah, man, I don't even want to work with you, bro?
Nah, never. Wait, I'm saying, nah, this guy's quiet. Boy.
Yeah, I'm checking my head.
You know, this is what I always say, yeah. This is what I always say is that. We never, because we agree on what the end goal is, yeah?
Yeah.
That's, from that's crystal clear, we can agree on it, that's fine, you know what I mean? We might have different opinions on different little things. So it's like, if we're going to Brixton from here, we might have different routes on how to get to Brixton. We both know we want to go Brixton, but you might say, well, I'll take the left at the end of the road, I might say, take the right.
Yeah.
But we're all going to, both ways going to take us to Brixton, do you know what I mean? We've got different ways. So sometimes it's just about, you know, finding a route that works for both of us to get to where we want to get to, do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But that's like, here or there, it's not off the thing, and it's always little nitty bitty things that we might, do you know what I mean, disagree on. But that's what's great, because we both bring something different, we both have different visions, we bring it together, do you know what I mean? If we both the same and we both had the same vision, then one of us would be a bit redundant, do you know what I'm saying? So the fact that we're both different and we can bring a different energy, different look on things as well, helps the projects that we do. So yeah, man.
Yeah.
100%.
So most importantly, what are the dates for the show, and how can anyone get a ticket?
3rd to the 8th of February. So the opening night is 6 days from today, next week Monday. It's the 3rd to the 8th. So Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday and Saturday. And on Saturday, we have an after party, which is going to be dope, lit, amazing. It's a Ray and Nephew's party. It's going to be very, very, very fun. and you can check out the page on Instagram at Wright Brothers Play, which is Wright with a W. WRIGHT Brothers Play. That's it.
100. And the link is in the bio for tickets. And we got a special treat for your listeners as well, where they can get 30% off tickets using the code, which is literally just FUBAR. So yeah.
Do you hear that, guys? So if you want to come and watch this amazing, amazing theatre production, you can get 30% off. And where is it, guys?
Pleasance Theatre, which is
North London.
Very local.
Oh, well, I'm so glad you guys came in.
Thank you for having us, man.
So excited.
Appreciate it, man.
Yeah, I'm excited for next week. And everyone should get down there.
Literally. Get yourself a date.
No, honestly, good pre-Valentine's link up.
100. 100.
Working on a weekend like usual. Way off in the deep end like usual. Niggas swear they passed us, they doing too much. Haven't done my taxes, I'm too turned up. Virgil got a paddock on my wrist going nuts. Niggas caught me slipping once, okay, so what? Someone hit your block up, I tell you if it was us. Man, a house in Rosewood, this shit too plush. Say my day's a number, but I keep waking up. Know you see my text, baby, please say something. Wine by the glass, your man, a cheapskate, huh?
Niggas gotta move off my release day, huh? Bitch, this is fame, not clout. I don't even know what that's about. Watch your mouth. Baby got an ego twice the size of the crib. I can never tell a shit, it is what it is. Said what I had to and did what I did. Never turn my back on FBG, God forbid. Virgil got a paddock on my wrist, doing front flips. Giving you my number, but don't hit me on no dumb shit. Working on a weekend like usual. Way off in the deep end like usual. Niggas swear they passed us, they doing too much. Haven't done my taxes, I'm too turned up. Virgil got a paddock on my wrist, going nuts. Niggas caught me slipping once, okay, so what? Someone hit your block up, I tell you if it was us. Man, a house in Rosewood, this shit too plush.
It's cool, man. Got red bottoms on. Life is good. You know what I mean?
Like, 100,000 for the cheapest ring on a nigga finger, little bitch. Ooh, I done flew one out to Spain to be in my domain, automata, bitch. Ooh, dropped $3 on the ring, called it Bentley truck, little bitch. Ooh, I was in the trap, serving cocaine, they ain't been the same since. Ooh, granted, she was standing right there while I catch a play on the brick. Ooh, I made them little niggas go haywire, Taliban in this bitch. Ooh, I done been down bad in them trenches, had to ride with that stick. Ooh, who gave you pills, who gave that dust, Pluto sent you on the lick. Ooh, too many convicts, they enrolled me to play in this shit. Ooh, drowned about nonsense, get old, so I'ma spread in this bitch. Ooh, they had the counter light, lighting it up, nigga, anybody can get it. Ooh, I'm on a PJ, lighting it up, backwood full of sticky. Ooh, I'm trying to tote that Draco in London, and it's extended. Ooh, they got a stretcher, nigga, how we gon' die for this shit? Ooh, yeah, I ride for my niggas, I lie to my bitch. Ooh, we some poor, high class niggas made it, we rich. Yeah, I was at the band, though, got a penthouse for a closet. Ooh, it's like a Shando, live on my neck, my wrist. Ooh, I got pink toes that talk different languages. Ooh, got promethazine in my blood and Percocet. 100,000 for the cheapest ring on the nigga finger, little bitch. Ooh, I done flew one out to Spain to be in my domain, automata, bitch. Ooh, dropped $3 on the ring, called it Bentley truck, little bitch. Ooh, I was in the trap, serving cocaine, they ain't been the same since. That's by the time I call him Serene. I go tremendo for new fettuccine. All fat though, claret to pinky. All fat though, we ordered the Fiji. I'm in the loop with the voo. I'm in the loop with the woo. Which one you working? I put your face in the news. I put the puss on the shirt. After I murdered it, make him go shoot up the hearse. Cost me a quarter bird. Nigga's birthday and you a maniac. A fucking alien. How you spurling? Got that kitty cat. I'm having fun with that. Going Birkin. 100,000 for the cheapest ring on the nigga finger, little bitch. Ooh, I done flew one out to Spain to be in my domain, automata, bitch. Ooh, dropped $3 on the ring, called it Bentley truck, little bitch. Ooh, I was in the trap, serving cocaine, they ain't been the same since. Ooh, 100,000 for the cheapest ring on the nigga finger, little bitch. 100,000 for the cheapest ring on the nigga finger, little bitch. 100,000 for the cheapest ring on the nigga finger, little bitch. 100,000 for the cheapest ring.
FUBAR Radio presents
Callum McSwiggan.
The most beautiful person in existence. It's Glyn Fussell.
Hello, Callum.
I once invited a guy over, and I specifically invited him over for sex. I was very honest and upfront about why I was inviting him
political.
Over.
Which is political, it's very core.
Turned out he was a Tory, and he came over and literally
always ask that,
just
by the way.
Sat on my bed and talked about politics. There was no sex, and then he left, and I was like, I don't understand what's happened. I feel like I've been tricked.
that's what the Tories do. Anything for a vote. Anything for a vote. Fucking vote.
Yeah, don't let them trick you on Grindr.
Poison Grindr. I mean, that's...
Harriet Rose.
Will.i.am is joining us on FUBAR Radio right now.
There's things that I've done before that I didn't release. Like a piece of content that I did with Miley Cyrus that was heavy, and we decided not to put it out.
What do you do with that kind of stuff? Do you hold it in a bank, like, I might put this out one day, or is it like, never again, put it away, we won't see this again?
For the Miley Cyrus one, we got rid of it. It was just too heavy.
You just know, though, don't you?
This one in particular, the Black Eyed Peas one, I know in my heart that it has to come out.
Joey Page.
I'm very excited to welcome Highly Suspect into the studio.
Yeah.
Yeah, we have what we like to call pre-show poops. It's when you get really juiced up and then all of a sudden you have to poop right before the show.
Is that on your rider? We must have four cubicles available.
We have pre-show. Four toilets backstage.
Getting excited for the show definitely gets you pumped.
You're listening to FUBAR Radio.
FUBAR Radio.
Hello, everybody, and you're back with Lavina and Adiola. And we've got a special guest, haven't we? Another special guest.
Well, do you want me to announce myself? And
yeah, come
absolutely.
On. Absolutely. Tease them in the building right now.
And tease them. Who are you? What do you do? Tell us more about yourself for those that would that don't know.
I'm an international DJ. The reason why I say international is because I DJed at Afro Nation.
So, like, you know,
and that's my only international booking, but, you know, you got to speak into existence.
Exactly. You know, it's so funny that you say speak into existence. I said I wanted to get engaged this year, so I've been wearing my ring on the other finger. But it's not right now. But yeah.
Yeah, I can make that happen for you. Don't worry about that.
Wow, tease them. Really coming to tease them.
And then, so I DJ. I do have a little podcast as well, Foreign Affairs podcast that I do with me and my good friends T Fresh and Tropo Salsa. And yeah, just living life, really.
What's your podcast like about?
It is a podcast about what goes on in the life of young men, basically. Like, so we kind of talk about day-to-day stuff. We talk about TL topics sometimes as well. Not everyday body count, but we do talk about TL topics as well.
And how's the podcast doing?
It's doing all right, man. Hopefully this year we're going to be doing like a live show or something, and then trying to sort of build. And if you don't want to come on as guests, feel free.
Yeah, absolutely. But yeah,
we have guests literally every week, so a few different people.
Where can we find your podcast?
It's on everything, so SoundCloud,
Spotify,
Apple Podcasts, and we're going to be on YouTube as well this year.
What is it called?
Foreign Affairs Podcast.
Okay.
How many of there have you?
Three of us.
Three of you?
Yeah.
How do you know each other?
So me and T Fresh are like... We grew up together, like, as in, like, I've known him since he was a little fat baby. And and me and Tropo, we went to uni together, so then I kind of, like, made the dots connect and brought the team together.
Yeah, that's cool. I like that as well, because I feel like, yes, women are doing podcasts, but I love that men
guys
can do it as well, because,
be...
like, there's a lot to learn from each other.
Yeah, definitely.
From all different, like, I think, genders as well.
Women are kind of... Actually, I'd say probably I think they're not dominating the podcast environment. I think they're more dominating like YouTube and blogging.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah.
I think podcast is probably, I'd say, 50-50. But yeah,
I think women are
dominating podcasts.
Yeah.
Maybe I'm biased. The only woman's podcast I listen to is The Receipts.
Yeah, that's what I was about
and
to
I think
say.
The rest of the ones I listen to are all male focused. That's not
well,
even
oh,
just.
Do you know
that's
90s
just,
Babies?
Yeah, 90s Babies.
I love them.
Fredo went to my school like 3 years older than me.
I need to start getting into this podcast thing. Yeah. I don't really listen to podcasts.
Do you know what I think podcasts are good at? It's like it gives you something to do when you're not doing anything. So like if you've got like a few spare hours or 2 hours, you're doing like a long car journey or like you're in the gym or something.
You just play.
I think it's easy to play and it's kind of like you zone in and out and then you might just hear something funny. It's like, haha.
It's like background noise, but you still are listening.
You don't need to be fully engaged. You don't need to be like listening. So, and when it's visual as well, I think it's a lot better as well. So that's what we're trying to sort of break into at the moment. So.
And haven't we seen you like on TV before?
Have you?
I saw a little clip on Twitter.
Oh,
don't make me seem crazy.
Shit. You crazy girl.
He went on like a date. What was it? No, come on.
Okay, I'll tell you the story about how I ended up on the show and I'll talk about the show. Yeah. Bit of like yourself, actually. To be fair.
Yeah.
My show didn't get as many views as yours. So I was just on Instagram as you do. Just got a DM like, hey, we think you'd be really good for this show that's going on ITV2. You know me. I'm thinking, oh shit.
They're
gonna put me on Love Island. And then she was like, I was like, what show is it? She was like, it's gonna be on ITV2 at 9 PM once Love Island finishes. I was like,
oh no.
It's not Love Island. Cool.
Oh no.
She was like, what is it? It's some show called Single Town.
I've heard of this.
Yeah. So
who's on that?
I was in Single Town. Yeah. So then
dropping the bars.
Oh, come on, man. You know,
well, trying anyway.
I dropped the bars. don't.
How did it go for you?
It went well for me, like literally. So, do you know the idea of the show?
No, you're recently single,
yeah.
And you're in the city,
yeah.
And it's whether you want to recouple up with your old.
Well, sounds like they asked you to be on or something.
No, oh. I've just heard it on the radio playing on Kids.
Really?
I think,
spot on, basically.
Yeah.
So then I have to go on the show and then try and convince someone who's recently single to like leave their partner, basically.
Yeah.
And then almost did it. There was a girl, her name was Selin. She had a boyfriend called, this is Donnie's name again, J- Jeremiah or something like that. So Jeremiah.
Okay.
Like and then like, so we're all on this boat in like embankment or something like that. There's like 10 guys and then they're like, Selin, like, who do you fancy on this boat? And then she just points at me. I'm like, oh shit. So then she's picked me and then we've gone on like the date. The date before me lasted like 20 seconds. Like, as in, like, she, the guy came and then she was like, no, I'm done. Like, I don't want to be here no more. Like, you're not Jeremiah.
Wow.
But with me, it was calm. Like, then we went on another date. Where did we go? We went to like the aquarium.
Wow.
Went to, where was that? Went to some restaurant in Strand or sort of Covent Garden or something like that. Then we got invited back to the apartment and they cooked like, they had like a private chef cooking for us and that. And then it got to a point where, like, the only thing left to do was when they were trying to like get me to like sort of make a proper move in it.
Well, like a sexual move?
Not a sexual move, just probably.
But like make it official.
Yeah, like kind of like.
Where's this going?
Kind of
okay,
thing, innit?
Yeah.
And obviously for me, it wasn't really going anywhere.
Was she a ting?
Huh?
Was she a ting?
She wasn't my ideal type.
Okay.
Do you know what I mean?
So like, you wasn't attracted to her? So you was going for the free food?
Yeah.
You're wrong, man.
I wouldn't say the free food. Like, I was. Yeah, I was going for the free food.
Would you go for the free food?
Yeah, man.
So if you were to go on Love Island, you was going for the free holiday?
No, but I feel like if I was to go on Love Island, I feel like there might be someone that catches my eye. Like,
so if you were to be in Love Island this season, who is your type?
Yeah, who would you go for?
Do you know what? It's hilarious.
Go on.
Can I guess?
What?
Don't say Leanne's your ex-girlfriend.
Shanice.
No, me and Leanne used to...
No!
Not like. I wouldn't say
this is breaking news. Wait. We need a mop. There's someone spilling some tea.
It wasn't nothing like that. It was just like, I think we just linked up.
How many times?
Did you go Nando's?
No. It's like, she was in uni at the time, innit? Okay. So this was in like Nottingham, like once or twice.
And are we getting the same Leanne?
Yeah, not like.
She's been real.
Have you not seen what's happening?
What's about to happen tonight?
That is the why I thought. Cause
she's like, not feeling him anymore.
Like, Mike's not Leanne.
What's Leanne's type? Like, she likes a bad boy.
Not a bad boy, but like the kind of stuff I've seen Mike do. I'm just like,
The twerking.
Yeah, that's not really.
Him twerking was.
Like, I can't really. I could imagine Leanne like being like, "What the fuck is this guy doing?" Like when he's doing that, do you know what I mean? So like, I saw that coming. Like, I was like a bit surprised. Like that.
That little clip though, the way she went about it, she seems a bit rude.
I've only seen the bit where she's talking
to Sophie, and I think
yeah, that's what everyone's seen. But everyone's making their judgment based on that. But the only thing I'm not quick to judge on is the fact that you don't know that they're showing you that clip. She might have already spoken to him and then they've had the argument about it. And then she's telling her friends.
Mega,
you know what I mean? Like, everyone's
like,
"Oh, why is she saying it to her friends before saying it to him?" I'm like, you just wait for the episode to come out. Innit?
Tease them back in his girl.
Ah, chill out.
Back in his girl.
Chill out.
Well, when she gets out, are you gonna shoot your shot?
No. That's.
So, is that what she done to you? Did she kind of be like?
No. It was very mutual. It was more like
still cool.
There was just other people that we were interested in that didn't.
Okay.
So obviously, yeah, I had to like make a different step, turn a different direction because eyes were somewhere else in it. Do you know what I mean?
Okay. Oh, you've got a wandering eye.
Not wandering. I have a very focused eye, and it just shifted.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
Trust me.
So would you go on Love Island?
Yeah, I would, you know. Yeah, definitely, man.
Love or money?
I feel like if I got to like the final round, like the money is I don't care. I'm not I'll split it if I really like the person, but if I'm at the final round, I don't give a, we're not fucking this up, babes.
Like, you will stay with your partner.
If I don't like you, I'm staying, but in the beginning, I probably feel like you have to play the game a bit and kind of get to know people and sort of make the right choices.
Do you think anyone's playing a game at the moment?
Everyone this year is a bit weird, you know? Like, I feel like your lot's year was better, man.
Okay,
like,
let's take it back to Lavina.
Like, everyone's a bit weird. Like,
taking it back to me, go on.
No, wait. The only people I think this year that seem a bit real is, I think Finn and Paige.
Yeah.
Actually like each other, but I think Paige is going to kind of push him away a little bit. Yeah, she's a bit tapped still.
Really?
Yeah, okay. I think so.
Yeah. Have you not seen did you watch yesterday's
one? No, I wasn't able to.
Yeah.
I'm going to do a catch up.
She's a bit fiery, man. And I feel like Finn's the kind of guy that's going to be like, darling, chill out, like, just like,
really,
yeah, let it go, man. But I think, to me, I think they're the ones that seem like they like each other.
What about Shauna and Callum?
Shauna.
Yeah.
Oh, Shauna and Callum.
I don't know, man. They don't seem that
authentic. No.
I don't really. Yeah, I'm not really feeling any of the couples. No. None of them. I like.
See, I was like, my winners. I want, you know, Leanne and Mike, but
I don't have seen that at clip. The beginning.
See, but my thing is, if they don't bring another black guy in there, I don't see. Leanne.
Oh, but they did. They brought the football. Oh, yeah, but that's. Well, like, the,
he's
oh, wait.
Really? He's not my, you know, he's not my kind of black guy, you know. Like, he's a bit of a lad. Like, I don't see her.
Not a bit of Leanne.
Yeah, not a bit of Leanne for me personally. Anyway.
So, do they stage anything, Leanne? Like, is there anything where they'll be like, kind of like, you should be angry at this, like, or have a go at her, or like cause a problem?
No. They don't stage anything. So like everything you say is what you say.
But I think do they like kind of like get you to have certain conversations at certain points, like, because the thing I never understand is like they'll be talking about something
and then
and then the phone will ring, like, it's like why is it right now the phone's ringing, like, clearly
but you've got to think it's all for entertainment.
Yeah, I'm saying
it?
Yeah, like,
if we're just sitting here having a normal chit chat about I'm sunburned, no one's gonna care
and people come and say it's
boring. You've got to realize it is for an entertainment factor.
Yeah,
that's all I can say. I can't really spill much tea.
I can spill tea. I don't want to spoil the show for people
because obviously I know what goes on behind the scenes.
Are you allowed to talk about it?
It's not that I'm not.
But it's like, just, ideally, it's just keep it. Yeah.
Yeah. But yeah, like, everything you say is literally what you say.
So now that we're talking about your year on Love Island.
Are you interviewing me?
Sometimes you got to throw it back sometimes.
Okay, I like that.
Like, who was you actually looking for? Like, what would you say you would have settled down with?
See, the thing is, I went in there.
She's about to lie.
No, I went in there.
No, you're about to lie. You're about to lie. Oh, for Tom.
Yeah, wait, is that Molly's guy?
Tom left.
No, Tom's...
But I didn't know Tom had left the night I got in.
Oh.
So obviously in my head, I'm like, I'm going to go for Tom. I'm going to try to talk to Danny. I'm going to try to talk to Anton. And he wasn't there. So it's like, I had to shoot back with my...
Yeah.
Like, there is a game plan. You've got to stay, isn't it? So in your head, you're like, which people am I going to shoot my shot with?
Is that your usual type?
What, like Tom?
Yeah.
Yeah, kind of.
Okay.
So if he was to be in it this season, who would you... He's a bit of
Do you know Connor with a G's a bit saucy?
Do you think so?
Yeah. Connor with a G.
He's gone now, though, ain't he?
Yeah. But I think he was the only one that was a bit alright.
He was.
But Mike's nice looking, I think.
Yeah, I think Mike's
really
good looking.
I would have shoot my shot with him.
What about Ovi? Did you not like Ovi for
I wasn't in with Ovi. Ovi's an absolute ting,
Wow. Damn it.
I know. So if the Casa Amor boys got to meet the Casa Amor girls, like, in the show.
Yeah, that would have made more sense.
A different vibe.
So you didn't even get to meet them at all, like?
No. Well, we met them after. We went on a speed dating thing with them.
And you didn't shoot your shot then?
No, because me and Denim became best friends, so it was, like, weird after that. We would never.
Oh, so do you not meet the cast until you get onto the island?
No.
So you don't know who's going to come
on there, literally.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah, I might do a little cheeky. Like,
I won't even be surprised if I turn on my TV and someone see you on there.
That'd be really good, though.
You get some tips from me, innit?
Yeah.
Get some bars thrown in there.
So we have two songs that we can play of you.
Yeah.
That you've given us. Which one would you like us to play?
You can play Pause It. That's a new song that's just recently been released by my good friend, Mr. MTMMG and Odil, an artist that's on the rise at the moment. So we're working on a project together. I'm involved as well, so we're trying to put out some good music for you lot to listen to.
Okay, I'm gonna play it now and we're gonna talk about it and see how we feel.
Yeah. Let's go.
Between your chest, evidently innocent. The way you gasp for air, I just know it. You can hardly breathe, you're into it. So into it, you're into it. But you need control, girl. So pause it, go down, pause it, go down. Pause it, go down, pause it, go down. Pause it, go down, pause it.
say you the drones when you deep play with my junto. When I say you eat your loving girl, I need it pronto. I don't hear the bigger fish to fry in Congo. And if that is the case, then you can call me Congo, man. Cause you don't want it from 100, man. I ain't here to tell you that I understand. But I'm here to tell you I'm your only fan. And I would pay any money in this world. You don't want it from 100, man. I ain't here to tell you that I understand. But I'm here to tell you I'm your only fan. And I would pay any money in this world to see you. Tongue go down between your chest. Evident the innocent. You ain't new to this. I'm just good at what I do. No, no, no. In my ear, I hear you sing. Fully in, so let's begin. But I need controller. So pause it, got the pause it, pause it, got the pause it, pause it, got the pause it, pause it, pause it, pause it, got the pause it, pause it, got the pause it, pause it, spin it. Say you the drones when you deep play with my junto. When I say you eat your loving girl, I need it pronto. I don't hear the bigger fish to fry in Congo. And if that is the case, then you can call me Congo, man. Yes, you don't want it from 100, man. I ain't here to tell you that I understand. But I'm here to tell you I'm your only fan. And I will pay any money in this world. You don't want it from 100, man. I ain't here to tell you that I understand. But I'm here to tell you I'm your only fan. And I will pay any money in this world to see you.
Just seen on the Daily Mail that Leanne is probably gonna dump Mike tonight.
It's all that coming from a mile away, to be fair.
But then who's gonna be her? Who she gonna go for now?
It'll work itself out, man. And honestly, yeah, between I think she doesn't care if she leaves the island.
Yeah, same. Really? I feel like she's just like, yeah, what if I leave, then whatever. But she doesn't wanna force something.
Yeah. Oh my god, what would you do? I don't know if I'd force it. I think I'd force it. I can't lie.
Yeah, it depends, like, if you're thinking about the bag or if you're thinking about love.
You know what's mad? I feel like it would look so obvious, yeah. Like, if, for example, Mike could probably work, yeah, but if Leanne was to now go and say, oh, she likes Naz, you know what I mean? It looks so obvious that she's just chatting shit, like, you know what
yeah.
I mean?
Yeah. But I guess the public really are going to really like her for being real and not playing the game.
It depends on how she goes about it. If she tells Mike and then talks to the girls, but if it's like she's talking behind Mike's back to everyone else, I don't think people will really respect that.
Yeah.
Especially because Mike hasn't actually done anything wrong apart from try to like her.
Feel bad for Mike.
Same. Yeah, everyone keeps on saying he hasn't done anything wrong, but in real life, a lot of guys don't do anything. Like when they the guys that are in your DMs that you're airing, have they done anything wrong apart from try to shout you?
You give them when you give them a chance, then they start to prove you wrong. Whereas Mike has just been proving her right. He hasn't done anything.
I don't know. Man.
Guys in the DMs. Let's talk about the guys in the DMs, actually.
Isn't it? Like, there's no one in my DMs. We can talk about guys in the DMs.
That's a lie. You're both lying. Hey, girls, come on, man. We're on radio. You can't come and cap on radio.
No,
man.
I promise you, my DMs are dead.
They're so boring.
Have you checked the request DMs?
Yeah,
I checked them.
What's you lot's basis for replying to a DM? Like, what makes
I don't unless I know
if
you.
If I think you're fit.
Yeah. So does that mean that you check everyone that
Yeah, well, I can tell.
Yeah.
You can tell by the little DP.
Everyone sees their DMs. I don't care how many followers you got. Everyone sees their DMs. Or they'll just pre, like, who's that?
Would you shoot your shot?
In real life.
I've never actually DM'd a guy.
Oh, no, I can never slide into a DMs. No, that one is crazy.
That's crazy still. If I liked you and then you slid in my DMs, I'll be like, fam, I don't like this girl. Like, it's like, what are you doing?
Really?
But
in real life, I think it's fine. Depending on how you go about it. Would you slide into a girl's DMs?
I'm sliding everywhere.
Would I slide into a girl's DMs?
No, but obviously, I'm very selective, though. Like both of you, I wouldn't slide in your DMs.
Sorry, can we ask why you wouldn't slide into our DMs?
You're both very beautiful. In real life, I would. But in, like, I feel like your following and your ratios and stuff.
That's why it is, and it's not guys.
It's not that I'm scared of you, because in real life, again, like I said, like we can get it cracking all day, but it's just the fact that I just assume that there's a lot of guys that are there, and you're probably just not scanning through it. You won't see it, or like, do you know what I mean?
Right, and that's why we don't get DMs, because I feel like a lot of guys think that. So we actually don't get as many DMs as you think we do, because everyone thinks that.
Yeah.
I don't know.
See.
But I know a lot of guys that will just shoot.
This guy, because you know how I always put my dog on my Instagram story.
Yeah.
He's like, oh my gosh, I have a dog too. Like, I'm coming to London. Like, let's meet up. And he sent me a picture of him and his dog, and I was literally like,
oh,
whoa,
my God.
Like, chill out. Like,
doing the most.
But if there was a guy that was attractive, would that not be?
I'd be like, absolutely, meet me at Hyde Park.
So I'm already waiting for you, you know?
Oh, my days. So it's all about looks then, really.
Well, you are going to base it off looks till I get to know that person.
That's what
Instagram is about, really.
Ladies, are you looks or personality?
Looks brings me in. Personality keeps me.
So you're telling me you've never dated an ugly guy? Or what's the word again? Unconventionally beautiful guy.
I'm really attracted to bodies.
Yeah.
And if he's got a funny personality, I think he can win me over.
I mean, any guy that I think is attractive, I know is attractive to everyone.
Yeah.
This is why I don't date
lighties. They scare me.
What, because you think they're too...
Too pretty.
Really?
Yeah.
I heard that as well.
They actually scare me.
I feel like light skinned guys are pretty and generally seem to be a bit more like feminine pretty, whereas if a man's dark skinned and handsome, is seen as a bit more masculine and kind of like it's more handsome as opposed to pretty. Do you get what I mean? Like,
so you feel like less girls will go for your man if he's...
No, I don't think it's about less girls going for him, man. I think it's just the way that they see themselves, essentially, I think it is.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Like, I feel like...
So would you shoot your shot in real life, Levina?
Oh, absolutely. On a night out, I've got the most confidence. I'll just go for it.
What's your go-to year? Where'd you do it?
I've seen you somewhere before.
Oh, okay.
You actually said that like I thought you actually was talking to me.
No, I've seen you somewhere before. They're like, really? I said, yeah, I swear I've seen you somewhere before. And then we get talking, and I'm like, well, if I haven't seen you anyway, but I'd like to see you again, kind of.
Oh, my God. You actually got the bars.
What's yours?
You set the standard.
Thank you.
I don't really shoot my shot like that. Like, I can approach you to talk to you, and then I let you do the rest.
Oh, you're one of them circle guys that come up in your face, like, hi.
I don't know. Just whatever's going on at the time. Yeah. Like, might just be standing there, you're both getting a drink. I'll be like, oh, what are you drinking? Oh, that's a bit soft. Is that what you're on?
Oh, that's a good one. That's a good way to go in. Insult them, but like, sexually insult them.
So what happens if he's drinking like triple Courvoisier and...
Then I'll be like, oh, you're having one of them nights. You're trying to get lit.
Okay. Big boy.
Literally.
For me, I think my main successful one is I always like give a compliment and then just leave it at that.
What kind of compliment? Oh, you look beautiful today.
Yeah, so it could be anything. Like it could be something generic like that, or it could be something based on what you're wearing or something like that. And then you kind of see from their reaction whether or not it's worth it to speak to them.
If you tell
a girl she looks beautiful and she looks at you like, okay, you're like,
okay,
like, I'm not even going to open my mouth again. Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
like, I've got to just slide out. But if I'd say that and she's like, oh, you look nice too. You know what I mean? Then I come like, okay, yo.
So have you ever tried to shoot your shot and just got rejected? Like, wow, that was an L.
Of course.
What was the biggest L?
I think it's just wonder when there's better people around. Like, do you know what I mean? Like, it's like, I've tried to do it on the low. Like, you know what I mean?
And
like,
what does she do?
And then she's just turning around like, oh, I've got a man. You know what I mean? Oh, like, oh my days. It's like, and then you got,
you got to act like
you're talking about something. I was like, no, I wasn't even trying it.
Yeah, but sometimes I don't want to talk.
Yeah, 100%.
But it's like, I'm just not in the mood. So what I used to do when I wasn't in the mood?
Yeah.
I've just broken up with someone. I'm heartbroken. Like, there's no way I'm talking.
You start crying on the spot. Like,
and yeah, really? And they'll be like, "Oh, do you know what? Cool, I respect that."
Yeah,
that
was
the easiest way to get out of it. If you say you have a, but we can still be friends.
I don't use that one.
I just act like I don't hear. I'll be like, "Thanks," and keep walking.
That is so rude. Why? Like, so,
I know. I can actually be when I'm not feeling you. I just like, why even?
No, but do you know what it is though? Because guys. If guys didn't do this, well, go to this effort or this length to actually speak together, nobody will be in relationships. Like, we'll all be walking around single and horny, bro. Like, you know what I mean? Like, it's literally like for a guy to get to know a girl, he has to make the first move. Yeah? So if you're just literally like, he's only doing what he has to do, you know what I mean? It means he finds you attractive. So like, I feel like girls should, if they want to pass someone, just be nice about it.
I feel like they do cut slack to guys that they're first attracted to. You, like, I could look at a guy and be like, yeah, if he spoke to me I'd have it, and then another guy if he spoke to me, like, nah.
And what's the basis for that though? Like, what is it, what do you know, I always find it so weird, like, because that there can be two girls and one finds you so attractive and the other just finds you like completely,
it's just personal preference really. That's good that no one can like the same person, not everyone can find you attractive.
So you and your girls don't have like similar tastes?
No, me and my girls have really different tastes, but I can appreciate what they think is attractive. Like, I get where you're coming from, but that's not a bit of me.
See, actually my friends, I don't know, they all like mixed race boys.
Really? Yeah. So do you go for like skin colour?
They just attracted to mixed race boys.
Really? Yeah.
And what, you're attracted to? Because Tom's not Tom, so is it white boys?
Do you know what? I like what I like. If if I think you're cute, I'm going to go for you, innit?
That's how I am.
Yeah, no, I think I've got a type still.
What's your type?
Sounds weird, but I like slim.
That's a caramel brownie.
Yeah. I like slim.
He's bare smiling, by the way, guys.
I just like, I don't know, like, I like the sound of, like, I don't like big bums, you know.
Oh wow.
Yeah, man, I like slim, kind of like slim
petite.
Yeah,
petite.
Like, yeah.
Oh no, I'm definitely out the window.
You're petite.
I'm not petite.
Yeah, not petite.
Not trying to say I'm you know,
ruling looking that way.
But anyway.
No, I got you, B. We'll chat
after. Oh my god.
Yeah, man, like, I just, I don't know, it's something about being able to like
Hold them.
Oh, yeah, it's not about that. Like,
he's really smiling, guys, by the way.
But it was so great having you tease them.
Love all the time, every day.
And we wish you all the best this year.
Thank Where
you.
Can we find DJ you?
So tease them on everything. TEEZEDEM. Foreign Affairs Podcast. Literally Instagram, SoundCloud, everywhere. Like, tease them.
Okay, cool. So I just want to say thank you for everyone listening to me and Adeola. Adeola.
Thanks, today. Guys.
I feel like we had a really good chat with everyone, like Paigey, even your brother, Baby LV, just about industry and just like representation. And I feel like everyone's doing good things this year. 2020 vision
everyone's
is happening for everyone
vision.
Right now. But yeah, it's been awesome. And if you want to listen back, guys, if you missed like the beginning, you can check us out on FUBAR website. We're going to be putting it back up. So
awesome.
Yeah.
Literally. And you guys can find me on YouTube and Instagram and Twitter and everywhere. Adeola Patron, AdeolaPatronne.
I swear down your Adeola Patron. You're famous, fam.
Oh, bye, man.
And you can find me on Instagram, LavinaBack_. On Instagram only, because I'm so weak for Twitter.
Well,
but
yeah.
Thanks for listening, guys. Spending all my life so long, waiting for you to call me. You're the only one I want by my side when I fall asleep. Tell me what I'm waiting for. Tell me what I'm waiting for. I know it's hard, but we need each other. No, it's hard, but we need each other. I move mountains on my own, don't need nobody, yo. Change your mind when I change my life. Better stop believing in myself. And we all now looking for see it in ourselves, shit divine in the venture and movie style. It's hard to tell what a prayer compare. You can find me dancing in between the range. Just trying to find a way to make the pain stop.
our decisions. This is not supposed to be a way of living. Turn my temple down into a prison.
Spend our lives alone before I get caught. You're the only one I want by my side when I'm falling.
Slide out the back without the neighbors knowing. Pose for the picture with the pearly whites. Deadlands zooming in, catching all my strikes. Use trade drone for some money and she gave me all I need for the night. 40 survives, morally alright, but I need some advice and I know that I'm acting foolish. Picture put me up around noonish. Half a blood, yeah, we cooling. Picture put my outcast on the taxi, yeah, we cruising.